Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
We are live, my friends. Thank you so much for joining us. It is the 28th day of March 2011. On this Monday edition, we're going to be here for the next 3 hours, and we do, in the last 30 minutes, have Larry Pratt, the director of Gun Owners of America, joining us to look at the new raft of anti-Second Amendment victim disarmament tyranny legislation that Obama and the Democrats are announcing that they're preparing to try to foist on the American people. Now, mainstream media in the last month, including CBS News, has picked up on the fact that the ATF was ordered to help get guns into Mexico en masse to the cartels so they could track them back to the U.S. and use that as a pretext to try to pass anti-Second Amendment legislation claiming that the Second Amendment had caused the violence in Mexico, not the kleptocracy that runs it, not the phony drug war. So an amazing false flag launched against the Second Amendment. We're going to be discussing that with Larry Pratt coming up in the last 30 minutes today. Obviously, in the meantime, we've got a lot of extremely important news to cover and some very scary developments with the Fukushima reactor. Last Wednesday, they reported 1,600 times safe levels, upwards of 20 kilometers away. Then it was 10,000 times safe levels. Then there was an incredible report by Tokyo Power and Electric saying it was 10 million times. They revised that to 100,000 times, confirming 100,000 times safe levels. And they admit, even in the Washington Post, that will kill you deader than a hammer if you just get limited exposure. You get about a year's exposure of radiation in just 15 minutes from that level. And, of course, that's just if it's basically background radiation. If you inhale any of it, it basically just sits inside your body baking you. So we're going to be going over all of those new developments. Also, Obama is to push his big Libya speech tonight. The UN resolution and what Hillary Clinton has basically spun out of that is that if they don't accept a humanitarian ground force, just like the bombardment isn't war, it's kinetic military action, and a ground invasion by the UN backed by NATO, that won't be a ground invasion either. That will be a ground kinetic event or humanitarian mission. So they're definitely stampeding towards that. And the Al-Qaeda rebels, the good guys, according to our control corporate press, and they admit it's Al-Qaeda, but they say if you don't like it, you're a conspiracy theorist. I mean, if you don't like Diet Coke, you're a conspiracy theorist. If you don't like MSG, you're a conspiracy theorist. If you don't like radiation, you're a conspiracy theorist. If Mombiot, the big eugenicist, is running around laughing, saying he loves nuclear now, Fukushima shows how great it is. You're like, well, that's a bizarre, crazy-sounding statement. They're attempting to basically just muddy the waters with purposeful confusion and insanity. That's how desperate this system has gotten. So Obama gears up for hard sell on Libya. Libyan rebels, Al-Qaeda, seize oil complexes amid reports opposition captures Gaddafi's hometown. Depleted uranium, a strange way to protect Libyan civilians. They are bombarding them with DU, but again, radiation is life-giving, according to Ann Coulter and Mr. Mombiot on the left and right. Another headline here from Eric Blair at Infowars.com. Liberals willing to trade blood and treasure for oil company profits under Obama. Also, prominent Chinese blogger charged as crackdown deepens for criticizing government. The Chinese dispense with the conspiracy theorist label like Cass Sunstein uses. And we're going to be breaking all of that down today and a big New York Magazine classic dribble hit piece that we'll be hitting on as well. Hello, friends. This is Alex Jones. You've heard me talk about Calbin 5-star soaps for years. This is an American-made product of the highest quality and compares to nothing you will find in stores. You can buy factory direct, shipped via UPS right to your door. Check them out on the web at 5starsoap.com or call 800-340-7091. Take my word for it. Once you've used Pure Soap, you won't buy anything else. Since 1947, Calbin Soap Company has been showing consumers that soap can be tough on dirt and gentle on the environment. Buy American and stay clean, as well as support InfoWars. Visit 5starsoap.com today or call 1-800-340-7091. Well, Marty, what do you have to say?
As founder and owner for over 63 years, satisfaction is guaranteed or double your dirt back. Call us at 1-800-340-7091 for a free catalog or visit our website, 5starsoap.com. Thank you.
Hundreds of nations have fallen to tyranny in the last century alone. This is our last chance to not relive history.
As we're finishing off this agenda, they'll be pulling the rug from underneath Americans at home.
They have tremendous influence on our president and Congress, and they really are calling the shots.
I think it's incumbent upon all of us as American citizens to pay attention.
Fall of the Republic identifies the enemies of our nation, the criminal offshore cartel, hell-bent on destroying sovereignty and on its ashes constructing world government.
Tim Geithner, Bernanke, they're arsonists. They're asking for more matches. And the Congress is saying, who do we make the check out to?
Today seems like nobody does care. And right now in Washington, D.C., we have seen a fall of the Republic.
Get your copy of Fall of the Republic on DVD at InfoWars.com or watch it online right now in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Alex has told you about the terrible perfect storm of rising food prices. The Japanese tragedy proves how important food is. Our own gas prices are driving food costs through the roof. The huge population countries are buying up American unprotected exports of food. The falling dollar is inflating food prices. Ethanol subsidies are driving fuel and food costs to all-time highs. We are experiencing the greatest explosion of food shortages and food prices America has ever seen. Folks, you have to freeze the cost and availability of your food now. Through March 31st, eFoods Direct has free shipping on all orders. You can freeze the cost and availability of your food and have it shipped free. Call 800-409-5633 on the web eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. Free shipping ends March 31st. 800-409-5633 on the web eFoodsDirect.com/Alex.
The Genesis Communications Radio Network proudly presents The Alex Jones Show, because there's a war on for your mind.
Again, it is Monday, the 28th day of March, 2011. Larry Pratt, covering the Obama administration, the Justice Department, and the ATF, caught red-handed. Even CBS News reported on this weeks ago, shipping guns into Mexico, allowing guns to be shipped in to then track them back so they could then blame the Second Amendment for all the problems of the corrupt, failed state that is Mexico. And they don't care that they've been caught. They're still, as we predicted a year ago, using the crisis in Mexico to go after the Second Amendment. Wasn't hard to see them getting that geared up and ready. And, of course, we've had sources like Shelly Castillo, who's the head DEA agent in Latin America for many years, on with us 6 years ago, announcing that a new war would be launched in Mexico by the big cartels laundering their money through large Western banks, mainly in the U.S. and Canada, and that they were going to launch a war against the smaller cartels that were not laundering their money through them. AP, Bloomberg, and others have reported just the last 3 months, 360 plus billion laundered by one U.S. bank alone that owned and chartered the aircraft to ship the cocaine, heroin, and marijuana into the United States. And we've covered that ad nauseum here, but the fact is Obama has launched a false flag terror attack on America by shipping the guns to Mexico that were then used in crimes in Mexico and the U.S. as a pretext to crack down on the Second Amendment. That is an act of terrorism. If I shipped thousands of guns to Mexico to create violence so that I could get a political goal achieved, that follows the classical definition of terrorism: to carry out violence or threaten violence to pressure a political organization or a group or population into submitting to your political demands. Terrorism. Terrorists run America and are running it into the ground. And the globalists have successfully taken over the U.S. and much of the planet. They're mopping up the few third world countries that they didn't control, like Libya right now, throwing out dictators that weren't properly subservient and sycophantic, like Hosni Mubarak in Egypt. And then, of course, they're marching on towards Syria, Iran, Indonesia, and, of course, Russia. So that is just some of what's coming up today. I want to hit the latest Libya news and the latest Fukushima news as the crisis intensifies, but it's a 16, 17-day-old crisis, kind of like now Haiti's a year old and people don't even know that 100,000-plus died, tens of thousands have died since, one of the biggest humanitarian disasters in modern history, but it's not in the headlines anymore, so we just forget about it. It's the same thing with Japan. The Washington Post, AFP, and AP are all reporting that the Japanese have confirmed 100,000 times safe levels of radiation pouring out of the shattered nuclear reactors at Fukushima. 100,000 times. First it's 1,600 last Wednesday. Then it's 10,000 on Friday. Now, on Saturday, the Japanese put out a false report, misreading their Geiger counters, of 10 million times. They revised it by Sunday evening and said, excuse us, it's only 100,000 times. And I want to get to that first. But coming up later in the hour, and Paul Watson is set to publish a rebuke of this latest classical hit piece at prisonplanet.com, we have a detailed, very lengthy report, and we'll put this up on screen for viewers, and it's got a bizarre headline, "A Strange Man is Following You." And it says, shouting about mind control assassins, the 911 conspiracy, and the Bilderberg Group, radio host Alex Jones has cornered the bipartisan paranoia market. And you can see I put my war face on there for the globalist. That will then get the people reading New York Magazine to then actually read the article, and then they'll actually find the real show, not the straw man cliche created by Joe Hagan. So that is coming up. And it dovetails with a sickening piece. Well, it's sickening what Media Matters has been caught doing. Media Matters war against Fox. $10 million a year, tax-free. It's 501c3. They tell your local church if they speak out against abortion, they'll have their 501c3 taken. No free speech. That's all fraud. But then Media Matters can openly announce publicly, a guerrilla war to destroy Fox and destroy their business. That is torturous interference. I mean, there's no doubt Fox could absolutely destroy them in court. But because they're funded by George Soros and others, they will just simply pop up a new organization. It's a kamikaze missile. They've always posed as if they're this nonpartisan organization, but now they admit that they are basically a Democratic Party missile. And what's happening here is the Republicans and Democrats do fight with each other, but over the reins of power, not over the overall globalist policies and the corrupt elite destroying our free market and setting up a crony capitalist, non-free market, fascistic system. And when you read the quotes in Politico by the head of Media Matters, Media Matters is such a dishonest organization that one of their top writers called me for a story a few months ago, I guess 3 or 4 months ago. And I said, well, you know, George Soros funds you and it's part of the federal filings. He said, no, he doesn't. And when I got off the phone, I looked it up again and there were millions and millions of dollars he'd given. And he'd just given another million to him days before. I mean, it's basically George Soros run. They give their talking points to MSNBC, and then they think you're so stupid, they tell you that they're not. And again, I'm going to cover this more later in the hour, but listen to this. The liberal group Media Matters has quietly transformed itself in preparation for what its founder, David Brock, described in an interview as an all-out campaign of guerrilla warfare and sabotage. Really, if I announced an all-out war, guerrilla war of sabotage, and said I was going to try to bankrupt, say, the Austin American Statesman. That's actionable, especially because they've been caught putting out so much disinformation. You know, the truth is a total defense against slander, libel, defamation, but it's not when you can be proven to be putting out disinfo with the intent to do harm. I mean, that's the definition. And very, very dangerous. And, of course, we're big critics of Fox as well. They engage in a lot of skullduggery, but nothing this nasty, openly. This is a whole new level. And they've already been doing this for years, but now they're being honest about it. The group, launched as a more traditional media critic, yeah, right, has all but abandoned its monitoring of newspapers and other television networks, and is narrowing its focus to Fox and a handful of conservative websites. And, of course, you see that they attacked me 3 times last week. It's kind of creepy to know that they spend about 20% of their time on InfoWars.com and PrisonPlanet.com and yours truly. And the rest of the time is on Glenn Beck, Sean Hannity, Rush Limbaugh. I mean, they literally, I've been tracking it. This is a group run by George Soros, who is openly in the news calling for global government, openly calling for an end to the dollar. He's been convicted in foreign countries of imploding their currencies. He did a 60 Minutes interview over a decade ago admitting he helped Nazis go around and round up and arrest people and take their property. And, I mean, he's totally dangerous and scary. And the Rolling Stone guy that came to interview me, it's in Politico, and I'm going to talk to him today, that he's just like a secret operative for him. And that's in Politico. And this Hagen guy fits the bill with this New York Magazine attack piece. And they sit there and pose as liberals when they're talking to you. And the Alexander character, he thinks the 9/11 story isn't true, and that he appreciated Noam Chomsky coming out and saying now more and more that bin Laden wasn't involved and it's a cover-up. And so you can sit there and eat Mexican food with these people, and they'll act completely normal and nice, and they're actual operatives of these groups. And I'm going to get both these writers on now. I hadn't really seen a reason to get them on until now, but we'll see if they'll come on in the next week. I want to get both the Rolling Stone writer, who's now an admitted operative of Media Matters, no doubt garnering intelligence down here they can spin, and the other guy writing just an amazing hit piece so filled with cliches. I mean, it is interestingly written. I mean, it was a good read, but Joe Hagen, a strange man is following you. And I don't even know what to say with this 11-page article. In fact, guys, go to like page 3 of it. They have this map with my head in the middle of it and how I see all these shadowy groups running the worldwide web of globalism. Well, that's what the globalists say they are doing. That's what these organizations like the Royal Institute of International Affairs, CFR, admit is their goal. That's what Rothkopf wrote Superclass 3 years ago, the head of the Kissinger Group, and said 6,000 super gophers run things for the global elite. I mean, world government is admitted And they just make all these jokes about it. Mombiots making jokes about radiation being good for you.
Freedom, the blistering anti-globalist anthem from the rock band Ravelin.
Back in Rome's have their tomb. Flexibility with the rules.
Just one of 11 great songs from the album Under the Sun. Available on iTunes and at Ravelin.com. R-A-V-E-L-Y-N. Ravelin.com.
Spring and a new growing season are here. Plan a healthy garden easy and fast with Organicaseed.com. Easy because Organicaseed.com offers one of the largest online selections of organic, heirloom, non-hybrid, and untreated seeds, as well as tobacco and cotton seeds at low prices. Go to Organicaseed.com, spelled O-R-G-A-N-I-C-A-Seed.com. Organicaseed.com. Remember, Organicaseed is healthy seed.
On the average, Americans work between 45 to 50 years, hoping to build up enough wealth to retire and live out their golden years. Unfortunately, with taxation, the rising cost of food, energy, housing, and medical, many retirees are forced to live below the poverty line. Is this a flaw for enterprise, or is our monetary unit we call the Federal Reserve Note forcing us into perpetual debt, ensuring inflation and higher taxes? These questions and more can be answered by reading G. Edward Griffin's book, The Creature from Jekyll Island. Congressman Ron Paul states, "It's what every American needs to know about central bank power. A gripping adventure into the secret world of international banking cartel." Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I will give a silver dollar from the early 1900s to anyone who purchases this book. Call 1-800-686-2237 and order a copy today. It's critical that the public be made aware of the system. Call and order your copy today at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
They helped to create a new world order.
We are part of a new world order.
A new world order based upon collective action.
Invisible Empire is a damning indictment of the globalists through their own words and documents.
The new world order really is a tool for addressing a new world of possibilities.
It means all the world under their control.
The United Nations would take over America. The Trilateral Commission would control the world.
Invisible Empire chronicles how men of power and influence have worked in stealth for centuries to establish an oppressive world government.
I believe, first of all, that we now need nothing short of a world constitution for the global financial system.
Global governance with the establishment of the G20.
So it's going to be an inner ruling elite and then everyone else. And I got news for you. You're everyone else.
Invisible Empire. Secure your copy today at Infowars.com or PrisonPlanet.com, or watch it online in the highest quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Iodine protection packs from hempusa.org are now in stock for immediate delivery worldwide. Our iodine protection packs include microplant powder, green life kelp, red palm oil, and our clear roll-on iodine that will feed the body the iodine it needs. All iodine protection packs are in stock. Save you money and ship for free in all 50 states. Visit hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
We the people grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit, then carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. I'm placing a silver dollar in a book explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Quick here, we churn out information warfare weapons using the truth at a speed much more rapid with a smaller team than the mainstream media can. But I just talked to Paul Watson. It won't be until later in the next hour that his big counter report that I worked on with him this morning on just some of the things that weren't truthful and that weren't accurate in this big hit piece out of New York Magazine against yours truly. And a lot of times I don't cover hit pieces that cover yours truly unless it's an educational tool. And I never really got into the Rolling Stone cover piece that they did, a major piece that they did a few weeks ago. But looking at all the news about Cass Sunstein, the White House regulations are saying arrest conspiracy theorists, at least tax them, put government messages over their websites, seize their websites, infiltrate their organizations, engage in COINTELPRO. When I saw the writer for New York Magazine basically defend in a sideways fashion, when I saw him defend Cass Sunstein in here as a guy trying to stop my dangerous information and other people's dangerous information, and I see Media Matters coming out and saying it is their job to destroy Fox News and other conservative websites, and I'm one of the big ones listed that they go after on a weekly basis, sometimes three, four, five times a week. We need to really be conscious of how real this war is and how they've declared war on us. Now, I tend to take the field of battle with these people, and I tend to, you know, try to give them information. I tried to give Joe Hagan of New York Magazine documents for everything I was covering. He wasn't really interested in that. Neither was Nightline. Neither was Rolling Stone, because they want that plausible deniability. They just want to say, Alex says there's evidence of government-sponsored terror. Alex says there's a history of it. Alex says there's a history of eugenics and population reduction. Alex says the elites are talking about exterminating 80% of us. When I'm there trying to give them biological diversity assessments from the UN, I'm trying to give them Ted Turner quotes, David Rockefeller quotes. I'm trying to give them Council on Foreign Relations reports. I'm trying to give them the proof of this global system that's been set up by the megabanks who have unlimited capital because they control the issuance of currency and credit. And my family's under attack. Your family's under attack. No one can deny that liberty is waning worldwide, that governments are rolling out a continuity of agenda, an integrated tyranny. I mean, Joe Hagan makes jokes that I'm been talking about because he was here 3 weeks ago. He makes jokes that I'm saying that the West is involved in trying to overthrow Gaddafi and trying to overthrow Egypt when it's on record. Financial Times of London, that the new government the West helped put in has banned all protest, period, in Egypt. Or that it's now admitted 3 weeks after I told him, and of course I was saying it weeks before that, that it was Al-Qaeda in the East, that Al-Qaeda was being used to try to overthrow Gaddafi. That's now London Telegraph, Associated Press, New York Times, Washington Post. If you actually go through everything I say and then research it, you're going to find that the information is there. And the system is extremely threatened by us telling the truth. They're extremely threatened by the fact that they've been caught lying and engaging in so much oppression and so much corruption for so long that they're really floundering around. And that's what's happening, is they've tried to ignore us in past decades, and now they can't because their agenda is now out in the open. They've been so successful at setting up their private, corporate, criminal, piratical system that they can't deny it anymore. They can't hide it anymore. And so they're bringing it out in the open and saying Cass Sunstein's trying to stop violence. Cass Sunstein's doing what he has to. When Cass Sunstein is calling for open classical tyranny, and the carbon tax Al Gore, George Soros crowd is calling for green fascism all over the news and saying they should be undemocratic, and nuclear expert Monbiot, global warming alarmist, A nuclear, well, I'm going to break that down when we come back. It's just, it's very sad. It's very, very sad.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
A very wealthy U.S. citizen is predicting that in 2011, we will witness the most important day in America in more than 50 years. He says it will change everything about our lives. The way you shop, travel, invest, educate your children, and even how you take care of your health and your own family. Now, this man has made some outrageous predictions over the years. The crazy part is, he's usually right. You see, he predicted the collapse of GM, Fannie Mae, Freddie Mac, and America's biggest mall owner, General Growth Properties. In fact, Barron's called his work a dire prophecy. Recently, he created a video, which you can watch online for free, detailing his biggest and most important prediction yet, and it's a real eye-opener. I can't stress this enough. You should at least watch this free video online today. He explains everything you need to know, including simple steps you can take to protect yourself. You can find the video at www.endofamerica3.com. That's endofamerica3.com. Watch the free video at www.endofamerica3.com. That's endofamerica3.com.
Hi, folks. This is Alex Jones asking you for a minute of your time to tell you about soap. Not detergents, but good old-fashioned pure soap made by the Calbin Soap Company, a family-owned and operated American company. My family, staff, friends, and radio listeners are constantly telling me how much they love these products for bath, hair, laundry, and dishes. There is nothing like these factory-direct, big-money-saving, triple-concentrated soaps anywhere. Get a free detailed catalog by calling 800-340-7091 or see them online at 5starsoap.com or Infowars.com. Let's talk to the owner of 5 Star Soap, Marty Schachter, and see what he has to say.
As founder and owner for over 63 years, people keep asking me, how's business? I'm happy to say our business is going down the drain. Call us at 1-800-340-7091. Visit our website, 5starsoap.com, for buying a 1 to 2 month soap sampler. Thank you.
You've heard Alex explain how the Silver Lungs generator infuses the respiratory system with your self-produced colloidal silver solutions, yet many are unaware of the entire function of the Silver Lungs system and how it has been designed to deliver your silver solutions anywhere in or on the body. My name is Mario Cifaldi, and I'm the developer of the Silver Lungs Generator. Not only does the Silver Lungs system produce endless colloidal and ionic silver solutions, it also comes equipped with the proper applicators and devices needed to deliver your silver solutions directly to key target areas. This includes the eyes, ears, nose, lungs, topically to the skin, and orally for the digestive system. Be sure to watch our new 7-minute video tour of the Silver Lungs system at www.silverlungs.com to learn more about how the Silver Lungs system works. As well, we are always ready to answer any questions you may have. That's www.silverlungs.com.
Okay, I'm going to revisit all of this at the bottom of the next hour with a cogent, focused rebuke of the dangerous activities of George Soros and his subversive, revolutionary, anti-American organizations like Media Matters. Remember, Soros admittedly has been instrumental in overthrowing many nations in Eastern Europe. His organizations are publicly involved in Egypt, and other areas. That's not debated. Google was involved in the overthrow of Egypt. And they make fun of me in the article saying Google has government connections. Google was set up by the federal government on record 12 years ago. And with funding via the CIA's public funding arm in Qtel. Again, they count on you being ignorant. They play with theater of the mind, knowing that many people don't have a basic historical lens to see the world through, or a geopolitical current lens, or a view with human anthropology, sociology, psychology. But I study these people. I read the white papers they push back and forth with each other. We published and first broke, because it was hidden in plain view years ago, Cass Sunstein calling for our arrest. And Soros, who overthrows countries' currencies, who overthrows their governments, who's a top globalist operative, who openly helped the Nazis rob Jews, and then he puts out newspaper ads rebuking Glenn Beck for mentioning it, saying it's horrible and untasteful. No, what he did was distasteful and evil. I mean, it's incredible. It's incredible how nakedly corrupt and evil, and then they're always surrounded by a coterie of fake liberals to give them fake liberal cover on the liberal wing of this global corporate system. And then just as bad, just as disgusting are the fake Republicans. They're there to just co-opt the conservative movement in this country. And to see all the admissions of their COINTELPRO and the Pentagon teaming up with them to pose as bloggers and to attack anybody that questions wars or surveillance or the police state. And to witness all of the undemocratic draconian attacks on free speech and protesting and the admissions of unbridled, warrantless wiretapping. It was just 5 short years ago that Bush would go out and give speeches and say it's a ridiculous conspiracy theory that we're spying on you without warrants. And then it came out that they were, and it had nothing to do with Al-Qaeda. And now today, the head of Google, Schmidt, comes out in modern days and says, yeah, we're watching everything you're doing. We're tracking everything you're doing. And now they're saying he may be the new commerce secretary. And so they put out this selection to the American people, the British people, the German people, the Japanese people. It's the fake choice where they put out 2 or 3 different political parties with slight differences on the surface, slight rhetorical differences via little semantical distractions, and then tell you to choose from that and then use that atomized, balkanized, divide and conquer system to play us off against each other when all of our interest as American citizens, whether you're a cop, a school teacher, in the military, a private business owner, somebody who's in a union, a machinist, a textile worker, we're all being hurt by globalism. Globalism is anti-family. Globalism is anti-independent. Globalism is anti-true free market, anti-wealth. Their stated goal, et nauseam, is a post-industrial world. These are horrible control freaks who've created a quasi-scientific cosmology and philosophy for what they do, a war against the nation state, a war against the family, a war against the individual. Now, in these fights, in the left-right paradigm, they do hate each other. There's no doubt Roger Ailes fears the Democrats and George Soros and has bodyguards. I've confirmed that from inside Fox News, from 2 different sources, and from a former governor who's friends with, all right, I'm not even supposed to say it. I'm going to leave it right there. The point is, Roger Ailes, the head of Fox, has bodyguards, folks. He's scared to death. He's had them for more than a decade because of threats and recrimination. Can you imagine? So yes, there is a fight between Roger Ailes and the Clintons. All of that is real. But then for the last 15 years or more, Rush Limbaugh, created by Roger Ailes, he's the guy that got him his job, syndicated him. Then he created Fox News with Murdoch, was brought on because of that successful model to say there are no special forces secret drills. They call it black helicopters. There is no mission creep domestically for the military to be used domestically. Now it's admitted that it's been set up. You know, mainstream, AP, Toronto newspaper, Ottawa Citizen, yes, deals have been signed to use foreign troops in America to suppress dissenters. I mean, it's now mainstream news. And to make jokes about the Federal Reserve isn't private and it's not corrupt and the Council on Foreign Relations doesn't exist. But because of the alternative media and decades of work by myself and people like G. Edward Griffin going back 40-plus years, and Red Beckman and countless others, because of that, and because we didn't mind being attacked, being demonized, some people like Red Beckman being arrested, some people being killed or run out of the country like Bob Chapman, you know, the government trying to plant hand grenades in his house. Because of the willingness to be attacked and demonized, we told people what was coming. It's now much of it arrived. The train is pulling into the station. The people can see it now. World government's being openly admitted. And so out comes Fox News 2 years ago with Dick Morris saying, hey, the conspiracy theorists were wrong about world government, UN takeover, global currency, but now they're right. That's a quote. And so Beck goes from a mainline conservative to having G. Edward Griffin on for over 30 minutes Friday. Now, Beck, I did watch it, was saying with the Cato guy, it's an accident. The feds don't mean this. And the Federal Reserve, Fed in name only. And then Griffin would come back and say, no, actually, it is planned. It is designed. We have their documents. But they're having to even get more, quote, extreme and tell more of the truth to maintain any credibility. It's a delicate balance. If Fox allows some truth to come out, they will have more viewers than all other cable news combined, as they do. Just because there's a little bit of truth. What do you think happens when we tell you the whole thing? We go right to the rock bottom. Right to the bone. Right to the stinking guts of this thing. Not dumbed down radio. Not idiocy. Now, that said, I'm not going to address Glenn Beck in detail because I have too much serious news to cover. But understanding the different facets of this information war going on will help people navigate the propaganda and the disinformation. But Glenn Beck did a good thing Friday having G. Edward Griffin on. We try to commend him when he does the right thing. But he did the wrong thing, playing out of context my interview with Charlie Sheen, where I was going there to help him stay clean and off drugs, sober, because he was cooped up in his house with, you know, sobriety coaches and a nurse. He said, come out here and, you know, hang out with me. We'll talk about politics for the weekend. And when I got Charlie on, because I was there basically coaching him when I was there, I'm like, good job, good job. You're not using drugs. You're not drinking. Great job, Charlie. You know, you're clean. And Beck took it and just said, what is he talking about? Charlie, you look great. You're clean. What, are they in the shower together having sex? You know, I mean, it was bizarre. And he went on and on and on out of context. As I was going over media lies, you know, they were saying Charlie doesn't have a hernia. Well, I've known Charlie for 6 years, swam in a swimming pool many times, you know, with him and friends, and he's got a hiatal hernia like I do up on the top of his stomach, his rib cage. And I explained on air, I've got the same hiatal hernia. Beck took that out of context and had me saying, I've seen your hernia. And they went into, I'd been in the shower. I saw his hernia. I licked his hemorrhoids. I can't even say all this on air. It was so pornographic that I licked sores. I sucked sores. All, again, that's the curtain. That's the deception. They could take little bitty clips of me going, great job, man. You're off drugs, you're clean, you're sober, you're working out, you look great. Because Charlie had been clean for off and on close to a decade, went on a 7-month party, went from being what he publicly said, a Christian. I've been at his house where he talks about God, this great focused guy, to 7-month party, coming off the drugs, bouncing off the walls, manic. And I'm on air going, good job, man, you're clean, you're gaining weight, you're off the drugs, you know, and they turn that into something, and it's just like, what? But I understand worldliness. I understand being petty and having kind of a seventh grade mentality, but that's what it sounded like. So here's Beck doing a great thing, having G. Edward Griffin on, being attacked by the globalists and George Soros because he's exposing the new global currency, their plan to kill the dollar, the real death of America. And I want to be able to commend Beck like I commend Judge Andrew Napolitano, who was the same yesterday, today, and tomorrow. A mainline Ron Paul type guy. Great guy. I love to support Lou Dobbs. Don't even agree with everything he says, but I know he's real. I would love, Glenn Beck, to try to support you. But, I mean, look what you do to me. We've confirmed that big sponsors that are our sponsors, their outfit goes and tries to get them and say, we'll give you a better deal if you don't be with Alex, you don't sponsor Alex Jones. That's torturous interference. That's the kind of stuff that Media Matters does to you. Guest after guest says, yeah, Glenn Beck, you know, heard about me on your show. And when they had me on, they got me in the back room and said, don't go on Alex Jones's show. And I can name right now Fox News hosts that have been told, don't come on here. I was scheduled on Fox News when I was in New York. Guess who killed it? But I was supposed to just like that. Oh, thank you, Glenn, for going after my sponsors and trying to take them away. Thank you. That's real nice. Doing what George Soros does to you. Oh, thank you, Glenn, telling my guest after guest not to come on my show, or you won't have them on yours. Thanks a lot, man. That's really nice. Thanks for taking out of context me saying, great job, you look great, Charlie, you're clean, and imply it was some type of gay thing. Thanks a lot, man. You know, all I want is freedom for my children. You are the one attacking me covertly for years, and I'm sick of it. Okay, I understand that we're the real deal because we're not run by Fox. I understand we're able to cover real issues, and you're not. I understand that, and I commend you when you go in the right direction. But you know, Media Matters and George Soros brag that they've targeted and helped destroy 400-plus sponsors of Glenn Beck. And I've said that's wrong. Going after the free press in this country, it's wrong to do that to the Democrats. But it's not nice to do it to me. And you're a hypocrite. And I even tried to do an olive branch like 6 months ago because it's all over scientific reports that macular degeneration of the eye is linked to excitotoxins. We've had brain surgeons, eye surgeons on to talk about it, Dr. Blaylock and others. But there's mainline studies for decades that it breaks down into wood alcohol. Everybody knows wood alcohol makes you go blind. It can do it overnight if you get enough of it, but over time, aspartame, also MSG, attacks the optic nerve. And we wrote an article saying, Glenn, you say you're going blind, and you'll be probably completely blind in a decade. Don't drink Diet Coke. He went on and attacked me for that. Very worldly. And let me tell you, Glenn, you're the guy who gets up at the Lincoln Memorial, talks about God, talks about Christianity, and do it as a good actor, and try to bring people together, which is a good thing. And then you get on air in an 8-minute pornographic rant that is so horrible, I can't even air it here about, well, I already said one of the things, just the most filthy sucking of sores, things I can't even say on air. You know, amazing, amazing stuff. Absolutely. Even though I'm a public figure, you could probably be brought to heel for that in court, but I don't. It's you that's discredited. I don't have time for that stuff. I don't care what happens to me or what people think about me. But I mean, it's just so vicious. But I read a news report, and who knows if it's true? The media lies so much that Glenn Beck once had another host that worked at the same station as him decades ago, and the guy went to another station and was married, and they were competitors then, and she had a miscarriage. And reportedly he's admitted to this. I haven't seen that, so I can't vouch for it. But then he called up and said, I'm glad your wife had a miscarriage. I mean, that makes me feel bad for you, Glenn. And I wasn't even sure those reports were real when I saw them months ago. But seeing what you did Friday, I mean, it's incredible that you would sit there and engage in that type of editing of the tape to try to imply things like that is just outrageous. It's outrageous. And I won't do things to people that I wouldn't want done to me. And I find it very bad karma, you could say. You reap what you sow. Very bad luck. In Texas, we boil it down to that. To do to me, behind the scenes, what George Soros has been doing to you and Roger Ailes. Now, see, I'm already getting into this. It's just, I've got clip after clip of Fox News and Glenn Beck saying, arrest 9/11 truthers, they're dangerous, they're terrorists, taser them. We've played those clips. I've got the Cass Sunstein report saying arrest 9/11 truthers and people that don't believe in global warming. Well, whether you don't agree with somebody that doesn't believe in anthropogenic global warming or whether you do agree with them, you shouldn't call for their arrest. Whether you agree or disagree with 9/11 truthers that question the official story of 9/11, a wide spectrum of people, you shouldn't call for their arrest. You shouldn't, 3 years ago, during the key primaries, come out and say Ron Paul's dangerous and we may need to use the army against his listeners, against his supporters. I mean, Glenn supports torture. He supports secret arrest. He supports the Patriot Act. He supports these wars until now. He's starting to get it and go, wait, Al-Qaeda's in Libya. Why are we helping Al-Qaeda? Because I saw his headline last Friday. Al-Qaeda, U.S. inadvertently helping Al-Qaeda in Libya. Did they inadvertently help them against the Serbs? Did they inadvertently help them against the Russians? Was it an accident? When Anwar al-Awlaki, Fox News reported, hangs out secretly at the Pentagon getting orders? Last October reported? Listen, Glenn, what you don't get is if we don't beat this New World Order, there is no future. Oh, they're going to come after you, pal. They're already coming after me. You finally started reporting that they're trying to say you're going to cause an Oklahoma City. In those Media Matters reports, they say you and I are. You figure that out yet, buddy?
Hi, this is Alex Jones. Did you know that the global elite are now storing non-hybrid seeds in secret storage vaults near the Arctic Circle? Did you know that in a real meltdown, non-hybrid seeds can become more valuable than silver or gold? It's true. Seeds have outperformed even gold and silver before in this country, and it's possible that could even happen again. So our friends at Solutions from Science have put together the perfect mix of non-hybrid seeds. They call it a survival seed bank, and it can produce an endless supply of nutrient-dense food for you and your family. And here's the best part. These seeds have not been genetically modified in any way, and you actually get enough seeds to plant a full-acre crisis garden. So visit them today at survivalseedbank.com. That's survivalseedbank.com, or give them a call at 877-327-0365. That's 877-327-0365. Remember, in a real crisis, non-hybrid seeds are the ultimate barter item. This is Alex Jones for SurvivalSeedBank.com.
Hundreds of nations have fallen to tyranny in the last century alone. This is our last chance to not relive history.
As we're finishing off this agenda, they'll be pulling the rug from underneath Americans at home.
I have tremendous influence on our president and Congress. And they really are calling the shots.
I think it's incumbent upon all of us as American citizens to pay attention.
Fall of the Republic identifies the enemies of our nation. The criminal offshore cartel, hell-bent on destroying sovereignty and on its ashes constructing world government.
Tim Geithner, Bernanke, they're arsonists. They're asking for more matches. And the Congress is saying, who do we make the check out to?
Today seems like nobody does care. And right now in Washington, D.C., we have seen a Fall of the Republic.
Get your copy of Fall of the Republic on DVD at InfoWars.com or watch it online right now in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 5 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $220. And the Berkey guy will include three Sport Berkey water bottles and ship everything to you free of charge. That's right, three Sport Berkey water bottles and free shipping. An $87 value, yours free. Call the Berkey guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com. Today.
Strange days have found us.
Okay, I'm going to get into the Fukushima situation and the big developments in Libya and Obama's speech. They may be getting the public ready for the ground invasion that'll be called the humanitarian mission, And the bombing is not called a war. They've now just are flooding the airwaves with Orwellian false reality to just set the precedent where people are prepared as they titrate the dose for just more and more brazen, extreme, bizarre lies. But, you know, trying to go through this New York Magazine disinformation piece, A Strange Man Is Following You, about myself, there's just all sorts of little deceptions in here. Like, he kept asking me, you want to be on Fox News, don't you? You want to be on Fox News? And I said, no, Fox News will never have me on as a host because I would have to have 100% control, and that will never happen because they're the other wing of the New World Order co-opting system. And so then they try to, then they go to Ted Anderson, and so they can get a quote. And Ted says, yeah, I think Alex would, you know, somebody like them might approach him to be on, but he'd only go on if he had 100% control. And then they go on to say, but Alex isn't burning his bridges. You know, he came out and said, Roger Ailes is a good guy and anti-New World Order. That's not what I said. I said, Roger Ailes is afraid of the Clintons and George Soros and has Navy SEAL bodyguards. Glenn Beck has FBI, retired FBI agent bodyguards. You can actually ferret around and find that in mainstream news if you want to check that. And I said, so there's a real fight between these groups, but they're only fighting over the levers of control. So there's that classic old line media push to worship big media, so-called glamorous, fancy teleprompter, perfect lighting, you know, big guest media, which Glenn Beck only has 2 million viewers. I mean, this radio show now has upwards of 3 million a day. It's a paper tiger. It's imaginary. And so much of the article is about how I want to be the big time. We have big time information, but it isn't about being big time. It's about changing the course of the world. It's about affecting real change. It's about liberty. That's what I'm into. That's what makes me tick. That's why I have passion, is because I don't like bullies and tyrants, and I don't want to lose my property rights or my family rights or my Second Amendment rights. It's about a fight that I'm dedicated to. And I'm proud that I've done it my way and built my own radio system and over 16 years built slowly to this point that's now exploding. I'm proud of the fact that I lost 70% or more of my stations when they told me don't talk about 9/11 truth in 2001. And they have it in the article like it was a failure. And didn't ever even explain that we'd gotten bigger. I mean, I'm proud. I don't hardly know anybody who won't sell out when money's on the table. I didn't. Over and over again. I was approached many times and offered the big syndication radio deals and the book deals and the TV deals that would come with it. Do you understand, ladies and gentlemen? I'm sure they approach dozens of people, but you know, they develop these minor leagues of people to go to the big leagues. I was approached by the big companies 12 years ago, 10 years ago, 9 years ago, and they've known since, don't approach me, because I won't sell out. And they wouldn't put that message across. You know, and you've got the Rolling Stone writer, admittedly an operative now of Media Matters, with that piece. What Joe Hagan at the New York Daily News or New York Magazine called a stink bomb. If that's a stink bomb, what is your article, pal? It's a piece of cliched sophistry.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is Alex Jones with 5 good reasons you should consider buying a solar power generator. Number 1, new climate legislation could easily double or triple your electric bill. Number 2, our new energy czar wants to control how much power your electric company allows you to have. It's true. Total government control of electricity in the name of smart grid technology is coming. Number 3, in some areas of the country, the power grid is dangerously overloaded. And now new socialist legislation is only compounding the problem. Number 4, dangerous weather is always a threat to local grids.
Every year, thousands of families lose their power from weather-related outages. Number 5, a solar power generator provides powerful backup, insurance, and peace of mind. Folks, I really believe in the solar power generators offered by Solutions from Science, one of my oldest sponsors. You can get more information at www.mysolarbackup.com. That's mysolarbackup.com. Remember, the government doesn't own the sun, so go to mysolarbackup.com or call 1-877-327-0365.
Waging war on corruption. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. Big Brother. Mainstream media. Government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
I've spent much of the last hour getting into the relationship of the left-right power arms of the New World Order based in the United States and Europe, and how the two systems are more and more viciously fighting with each other, and Media Matters is openly saying they're going to launch a guerrilla warfare operation to attempt to bankrupt and destroy Fox News. I said to myself and the crew last night when I first saw this Politico article after the Sunday night radio show was over that this sounded illegal to me. And there are some news headlines asking, is it breaking the law? And Watson is engrossed in a deep report on this, tying it in with the vicious hit piece out of New York Magazine by Joe Hagan. And so it'll probably actually be the start of the next hour before I get into that. But, you know, when you learn about Western governments knowingly from the 40s right through to today, murdering our own troops in experiments they know we're going to kill them, sterilizing foster children, radiating them to death, when you learn about the government signing secret deals, now public 12 years ago, 11 and a half years ago, to steal all the death benefits of the troops, when you learn about just how ruthless these people are, and then you see people making jokes about it and posing as if they're liberal or conservative intellectuals, it's extremely disgusting and saddening. But it is very exciting to see people waking up. And that's why the system's openly pushing internet kill switches, openly using the Pentagon and private groups to infiltrate the web and attack anybody that criticizes the globalist, because that's the real movement against tyranny, not the controlled Democrats on their little mindless reservation, not the controlled Republicans in their imaginary fantasy land, tied in with all these little soap operas of meaningless PAP and disinformation and issues of little or no significance. Because as people become aware, wow, there's a private bank runs the country. Wow, they can do whatever they want. Wow, they've got free money for themselves. Wow, the Federal Reserve member banks are the ones lobbying to take our private property. The Federal Reserve's always lobbying for raising taxes. Well, yeah, because then it's paid to them on the interest on the debt. Once people get that paradigm, which is starting to happen, over 80% in major polls want to abolish the Federal Reserve. As that happens, their time's running out. If they can't distract us with all the front puppets and all the buffet of lies they lay out and rabbit trails, it's game over for the New World Order. And they're racing to get their electronic tyranny in place. They are racing to get their local spy groups in place, which they openly admit they're doing. They're racing to break our will with the dog training, with the TSA putting us in microwave bakers and sticking their hands down our pants. They're trying to break our will right now. And we're fighting back. In fact, guys, will you re-pull me that Washington Times article from Sunday that I had, I meant to cover? I forget the headline about the TSA and the massive resistance at states all over the country to make it criminal for the TSA to touch you through your pants, much less inside, and the lawsuits being filed by the score, and there's cities all over the country pulling sodium fluoride out, and people are, I mean, we're on the march. The empire is on the run, but I just never imagined myself to be this up front on the tip of the spear, and to be the, to have the eye of Sauron, you know, George Soros looking down on me. It's bizarre. All right, I'll get into Fukushima, Libya, and a lot more.
Diamond Gusset is proud to announce the anthem of the Patriot Movement. They're offering a free CD, T-shirt, and bumper sticker with a qualifying purchase. Diamond Gusset offers great products at great prices while keeping Americans working.
I'm looking for a factory where a man can feed his family, not worried about them moving it south, closing the doors and shutting her down tomorrow. I'm looking for America.
Wear American and be proud. Go to gusset.com/America.
The land of the free and the home of the brave. Seems like I just woke up one day and it was gone, long gone. But I know in my heart it's still
again. Go to gusset.com/America today.
Alex has told you about the terrible perfect storm of rising food prices. The Japanese tragedy proves how important food is. Our own gas prices are driving food costs through the roof. The huge population countries are buying up American unprotected exports of food. The falling dollar is inflating food prices. Ethanol subsidies are driving fuel and food costs to all-time highs. We are experiencing the greatest explosion of food shortages and food prices America has ever seen. Folks, you have to freeze the cost and availability of your food now. Through March 31st, eFoods Direct has free shipping on all orders. You can freeze the cost and availability of your food and have it shipped free. Call 800-409-5633 on the web eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. Free shipping ends March 31st. 800-409-5633 on the web eFoodsDirect.com/Alex.
You may be arrested and or subject to other police action.
Tyranny is here. The grim future foretold in 1984 has become reality.
It really says that the state is God.
The United States is now recognized globally as one of the most oppressive police states on Earth. This film conclusively proves the existence of a secret network of FEMA camps, now being expanded nationwide. This documentary exposes how the continuity of government program has established an all-powerful shadow state. Police State 4 chronicles the sickening depths to which our republic has fallen. Prepare to enter the secretive world of emergency dictatorship. Body scanners, sound cameras, citizen spies, stage terror, and cameras on every street corner. It's only the beginning of the New World Order's hellish plan. The police state isn't coming. It's here. Secure your copy today at InfoWars.com or see it online in the highest quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
He's the T-Rex of political talk. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
All right, we're going to get into the latest huge developments in and around the nuclear meltdown site in Fukushima, Japan. The incredibly important developments dealing with Libya and Obama's speech set for this evening. But first, I wanted to get into some very positive news. There's quite a bit of it, but I'm going to limit it to the TSA. But as a hors d'oeuvre to what I'm about to say, the globalists are first and foremost confidence men and women. And they know how to basically throw things in your face, wear fancy suits, give themselves big titles, and just announce incredibly draconian, corrupt, despotic things as if it's mother's milk, as if it's some type of heavenly nirvana or Valhalla that they're pushing. And here's the TSA, set up by the federal government 9 years ago, expanding to train stations, bus stations, highways, take your belt off, take your shoes off, can't have liquids, asking you questions, sticking their hands down your pants, putting passive brain scanners in some airports, putting you in microwave scanners, not even following OSHA law, not even having radiation tests, covering it up from Congress, telling Congress they have no authority for oversight, Homeland Security not giving Congress reports on major Homeland Security initiatives, the UN passing a resolution, Congress not even being conferred with, much less passing a declaration of war or even their own authorization of force resolution. It's all about these unelected UN, IMF, World Bank, World Trade Organization, Ex-Im Bank, International Bank of Settlements, groups, SPP, North American Union Corporate Board, giving orders to government. The government officials and politicians and bureaucrats are lackeys that go in a revolving door from inside their corporations back out into government. And you read the SPP documents on the North American Union. I talk about these every day because there's a great example of the Fortune 100 at a meeting in Banff, Canada, giving orders to the heads of the State Departments, the Interior Departments, and the Homeland Security Departments, the Security Services, saying this is what you'll do, and then the government ratifying it and going and implementing it through the bureaucracy. Just like the UN Kyoto Treaty is being implemented by California outside of the federal government. It's being implemented by cities like Austin, circumventing the Congress. It's being implemented by the EPA, circumnavigating the Congress. And so here's the TSA just out in the open saying, oh, we'll take over your streets. You're going to have a worker ID card that we control to even have a job. This has all been announced by Ridge, again, almost 9 years ago. Now they're trying to roll it out. Hemispheric travel ID, now out for 3 years. It's just all being flaunted. And I've heard police chiefs who aren't under federal control, state police, I've even heard in Texas complaining on the news saying, yeah, a state police officer can't pull somebody over without an emergency probable cause that they've got a weapon and they feel threatened and you know, can't put their hands down their pants. I mean, you've got to have probable cause. You've got to have an emergency situation. How do they just herd you in and do this? How are the feds declaring jurisdiction over first airports as training centers to train their own people to accept it, the police to accept it, and the local jurisdiction, the public to accept it? How do you get away with this? They just do it. How do they put you in an unapproved radiation booth? They just do it. And now they've been caught coast to coast robbing people. What type of folks do you think want a job sticking their hands down people's pants, pulling women's blouses off, doing this? Control freaks. And they recruit and promote the control freaks to the highest level. I've talked to people in TSA in Austin. I've talked to airport administrators. I've talked to multiple people, three actually, in the last 6-7 years, high up inside the Austin-Bergstrom International Airport system. And they say that the head TSA people there are the worst. And they're the people who like to harass the women that work there. They're the people who like to harass the workers and the pilots. They're the people that are on power trips. The worst type of control freaks get empowered and turned loose in a tyranny. They get to decide what goes on the media, just like East Germany. They get to decide how you can travel, where you can go. They get to give jobs to their family. This is a new class system being developed. The government class, the political class that serves the offshore megabanks that are looting the entire planet and waging war against prosperity because they want you broke back and subservient and destitute under their control. But here's the good news. All over the country, hundreds of cities, scores of states, governors, like Ventura, former governors suing. The people are rising up. They admit tens of billions a year, and it's accelerating, is being lost in tourism. Last year, the heads of the tourism associations, the hotel associations, the travel associations said, you are killing us. Europeans won't come here. They won't go through this. Europeans are boycotting in Europe where they're trying to put it in. This is slave training. The pilots have refused to fly. They filed suits. The TSA said, okay, we'll quit groping you, but not the public. See, we all think of civil rights as black people versus white people. The real 21st century civil rights is the insurance companies write the health care legislation written by the insurance companies. Wall Street Journal admitted that. The head of the consortium, the head lobbyist for the consortium of the health care industry and the insurance companies. I read this probably 6 months ago on air. I was in an airport and read it. I mean, I'd seen it elsewhere, but there were the admissions right there in the news article. And they wrote it to make 35 million people get insurance, to then let the insurance companies, through government regulators they control, lower the standard and quality of care, taking doctors and nurses out of the medical decision equation, literally setting up the death panels. Newsweek came out with the case for killing Granny with an image of a plug pulled out of the wall next to a gurney. Bill Gates said, yeah, it's death panels. We can hire 10 teachers if we kill Granny. That's the collectivist model. They start cutting the resources, creating artificial scarcity, and then telling people, take something from somebody else and you'll get ahead in the government class. It's divide and conquer. He who has the gold makes the rule. And real civil rights is saying, you're not allowed to give thousands and thousands and thousands and thousands of waivers to McDonald's and other Fortune 500 companies to not have to get insurance, but all their competitors do. That's economic discrimination. What do you think they did against blacks in this country or Native Americans? That's the first form. That's the type of issues. But everybody's looking for black and white to fight with each other or vice versa instead of real civil rights violations or all of us being trained to have strangers stick their hands not just down our pants but our children's pants, normalizing it, roasting us in radiation chambers, all of this. So here's the good news. This is out of the Washington Times editorial, groping for a TSA solution. And this is a Washington Times issued article, meaning it's the editorial board. The Transportation Security Administration, TSA, hoped it could avoid public revolt over its intrusive airport security measures by dialing back operations while security was at its peak over Thanksgiving and Christmas holidays. See, they always apply the pressure. If you don't resist, they squeeze more. When you fight back, they back off. That's classic warfare tactics. They didn't stop. More than a dozen federal lawsuits that have since been filed against the agency by airline pilots and former governor, among others. State lawmakers are also looking for change. Yeah, in Texas, you name it. A near unanimous Alaska legislature last week transmitted to the governor and Congress an official complaint that overzealous Transportation Security Administration employees have carried out the new procedures in a manner sufficiently aggressive to raise the level of an inappropriate invasion of personal privacy for an individual would ordinarily be protected under the laws of Alaska. The non-binding resolution urges Congress to crack down on TSA bureaucracy. But see, they're charged by the unelected Homeland Security system that won't even give Congress documents, and a president who doesn't even get a authorization of force from Congress, who follows UN orders. This is about administrative law, where if possession is 9/10, and if they can trample our rights and usurp them, they're gone. In law, you must defend every square inch of your liberty. A House Oversight Committee last week began to put pressure on TSA officials, you mean a gaggle of crooks getting money from the body scanners companies, who initially balked. See, they tried to just bluster like con artists and act like we were crazy, balked at an invitation to testify. Before the tardy bureaucrats arrived, Representative John L. Micah, see, they showed up late, it's part of their arrogance, Florida Republican, blasted the agency for the indiscriminate use of pornographic whole-body imaging scanners, saying a seventh grader could end up on with a better plan for developing and utilizing this equipment. Former Minnesota Governor Jesse Ventura wants to take the fight directly to Homeland Security Janet Napolitano. The easily recognizable Mr. Ventura flies several times a week and is subject to automatic enhanced screening. Yeah, they grab his genitals. because he has a titanium hip implant that sets off the metal detector every time he walks through. And it just goes on from there. This should be a no-brainer. Groping small children, grandmothers, and former professional wrestlers does nothing to make this country more secure. It makes the globalists more secure to break our will and train us for prison induction. That's all this is, prison induction. Federal lawmakers need to do more to hold this rogue agency accountable. It's not rogue. The entire bureaucracy, the entire Homeland Security system was started out of the Omnibus Crime Bill based on the federal government bombing Oklahoma City. This is a criminal, illegitimate group of hijackers masquerading as government, waging internal warfare against the people. Read the Declaration of Independence. It's a replay of that and more.
If you suffer from poor sleep, you need MyPillow. Guaranteed to be the most comfortable pillow you will ever own. Using a patented fill, MyPillow adjusts to your exact individual needs by gently supporting your head, shoulders, and neck. MyPillow has a natural, built-in cooling effect, keeping your cervical nerves cool, giving you the best sleep of your life. MyPillow will never go flat and relieves snoring, migraines, sleep apnea, fibromyalgia, and many other disorders. It's antimicrobial, non-allergenic, dust mite resistant, and best of all, machine washable and dryable. MyPillow is made in the USA, has an A rating with the Better Business Bureau, comes with a 60-day money-back guarantee and an industry-leading 10-year warranty. Order today at MyPillow.com or call 952-442-6199. That's 952-442-6199. Mention coupon code GCN and receive 20% off your order. What do you have to lose except poor sleep? MyPillow.com, the most comfortable pillow you will ever own, guaranteed.
This is an urgent message. Urgent if you care about feeding your family. S510 has passed through Congress and will make the sale of heirloom seeds difficult. Prices of non-GMO seeds are skyrocketing and may be hard to afford in the future, if you can even find them. As the economy continues to decline, this will make the heirloom seeds worth their weight in gold and one of the best barter tools available. When food supplies eventually run out, your solution is to grow your own food and barter tool. Now, for a short time, GetSeeds.net offers 100 packets of heirloom non-GMO vegetable seeds for only $59. Pay with 2 ounces of pure silver or just $59. The best price on the net for high-quality seeds. Our GetSeeds.net seeds are open pollinated vegetable seeds sealed in a Mylar bag for long-term storage. Bulk pricing available. So get seeds while you still can at GetSeeds.net or call toll-free 877-341-4769. That's 877-341-4769.
America, you've been warned. For weeks, we've been warning you about a single event we believe will happen in the next 12 months that will shake the very foundations of our nation. We've told you about the video that details this shocking prediction. So far, over 6 million people have watched this free video online. Have you? Again, this big event has nothing to do with war or the stock market, yet it could change everything about your normal way of life. The way you shop, travel, invest, educate your children, and even how you take care of your health and your family. Could this really happen? Well, the man who created this video has been right about many predictions in his career. He was among the first to predict the collapse of GM, Fannie Mae, Freddie Mac, and America's biggest mall owner, General Growth Properties. In fact, Barron's called his work a dire prophecy. If you haven't taken time to watch this free video, do it right now. You may never think about America the same way again. You can find the free video at endofamerica3.com. Again, that's www.endofamerica3.com. Watch the free video at endofamerica3.com. That's endofamerica3.com.
You know your gear can make the difference between a good day and a really bad day. It's time to prepare, and quality gear from emgear.net is the critical factor for surviving in the toughest conditions. You'll find only the best gear from quality manufacturers at emgear.net, like Maxpedition hard-use gear, Everly Stock backpacks, Snug Pack sleeping bags, SE knives, Ultimate Survival fire starters, waterproof bags, Adventure medical kits, Surefire flashlights, and tactical gear from SoTech, Spec Ops, Tactical Tailor, and more. Our staff knows the gear inside and out and will answer all your questions. EMgear.net always treats you with first-class customer service, affordable pricing, and a low $5.95 flat rate domestic shipping fee, no matter the size of your order. And EMgear.net stocks what we sell in our warehouse and never drop ships any orders. Call 678-455-5850. That's 678-455-5850. Or see our complete line at EMgear.net. For tactical, survival, and everyday carry, choose EMgear.net. Tough, rugged, reliable.
Okay, I'm going to shift gears now into other news. But I cannot stress it enough that the social engineers in control of our society are attempting to radically revolutionize our society into one of open tyranny, selling it under the guise of so-called security. And as Benjamin Franklin said best, those that give up their liberties for supposed security deserve and will get neither. You will not get liberty, you will not get security when you allow tyranny to grow. Tyranny is a disease that every society, every empire, every country gets. It is the norm. It's like if you live long enough, you're going to get heart disease or cancer. And very few countries or republics have ever gone past 200 years. 235 years is about as old as a system gets. And, of course, we're 235 years old. And we've been co-opted by the very slick corporate management systems that are masters at lobbying and special interest. But the special interest have actually taken over the entire system. If you go back and look at Europe and study the history of the Middle Ages into the Renaissance, many baronies, many subregions, and many times entire countries would be taken over within just a generation by bankers. And they would simply start giving loans to a young prince or to all the princes secretly because their family wouldn't agree with it. And by the time the king died or the queen died, the bankers would then own the prince. They would then own the country. And the banks would loan to both sides and would start a war to then know that during that war, both countries bordering each other would be fighting for their lives of their system and that they would squeeze the public to any degree needed to fund their family staying in power. And if you study the Chinese emperors, this happened over and over again. Humans behave the same over and over again. If you study the Mesoamerican tribes, the Aztecs at the end, it was the same with the Druid systems. You normally had a priest class of propaganda manipulators who controlled the royal class, who themselves had just been the best warriors. It was brains over brawn. And so the globalists are just a collection of scammers and control freaks and confidence men. And they're so confident they believe their own garbage. If they can make money off nuclear systems, they're going to put them in. They're going to do open-air testing. They don't care if their own families get increased cancer. They believe their own sense of infallibility, of invincibility. Then when the radiation gets released, now confirmed at 100,000 times safe levels, now blowing out to sea. Hopefully most of it will go into the ocean, but then it'll get to us via the seafood. They just come out and arrogantly make in what looks like ridiculous statements. Remember when the Guardian and the British government, as part of a consortium, you can look at the sponsors, funded those TV ads that showed children refusing to cut their carbon footprint so the teacher detonates bombs in their desk and murders all of them? They said, yes, we need to start killing people. Yes, we need environmental fascism. Yes, we need airborne released Ebola, as Dr. Eric Pianca at UT said. Yes, we need to kill. The 1996 UN Biological Diversity Assessment says we must bring back war and famine to reduce population. The State Department Memorandum 200, the Biological Diversity Assessment put out by the CIA and Henry Kissinger says we'll use wars and famine to reduce population. This is their excuse for all the bloodletting and sadomasochistic evil that they engage in. They love it. They state it. It's their Bible. They compete with each other over who's more ruthless. And Kissinger makes statements about the troops being dumb animals that are there to die. They love it. They praise Mao Zedong, David Rockefeller does in the New York Times, and how great the system is. And the CFR says China is the model, and so is Singapore. Open tyrannies. And then you say, I don't want tyranny. I don't want 100,000 times safe levels of radiation, which even the Washington Post admits will kill the people in a matter of months who've come in contact with it. And they just say, so what? George Monbiot, we're going to get into the reactor when we come back. I'm finally going to get to it. Nuclear expert calls global warming alarmist Monbiot criminally irresponsible for downplaying Fukushima. And he came out and he says, I love nuclear. I love, after Fukushima, I love it. These are statements. And it's meant to make you go, huh? What, I'm crazy? Because I don't love radiation. And her political so-called enemy, Ann Coulter, comes out and says the same thing.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Hello, friends. This is Alex Jones. You've heard me talk about Calben 5-star soaps for years. This is an American-made product of the highest quality and compares to nothing you will find in stores. You can buy factory direct, shipped via UPS right to your door. Check them out on the web at 5starsoap.com or call 800-340-7091. Take my word for it. Once you've used Pure Soap, you won't buy anything else. Since 1947, Calben Soap Company has been showing consumers that soap can be tough on dirt and gentle on the environment. Buy American and stay clean, as well as support InfoWars. Visit 5starsoap.com today or call 1-800-340-7091. Well, Marty, what do you have to say?
As founder and owner for over 63 years, satisfaction is guaranteed or double your dirt back. Call us at 1-800-340-7091 for a free catalog or visit our website, 5starsoap.com. Thank you.
This is Alex Jones with 5 good reasons you should consider buying a solar power generator. Number 1. New climate legislation could easily double or triple your electric bill. Number 2. Our new energy czar wants to control how much power your electric company allows you to have. It's true. Total government control of electricity in the name of smart grid technology is coming. Number 3. In some areas of the country, the power grid is dangerously overloaded. And now, new socialist legislation is only compounding the problem. Number 4. Dangerous weather is always a threat to local grids. Every year, thousands of families lose their power from weather-related outages. Number 5. A solar power generator provides powerful backup insurance and peace of mind. Folks, I really believe in the solar power generators offered by Solutions from Science, one of my oldest sponsors. You can get more information at www.mysolarbackup.com. That's mysolarbackup.com. Remember, the government doesn't own the sun, so go to mysolarbackup.com or call 1-877-327-0365.
Alex has told you about the terrible perfect storm of rising food prices. The Japanese tragedy proves how important food is. Our own gas prices are driving food costs through the roof. The huge population countries are buying up American unprotected exports of food. The falling dollar is inflating food prices. Ethanol subsidies are driving fuel and food costs to all-time highs. We are experiencing the greatest explosion of food shortages and food prices America has ever seen. Folks, you have to freeze the cost and availability of your food now. Through March 31st, eFoods Direct has free shipping on all orders. You can freeze the cost and availability of your food and have it shipped free. Call 800-409-5633 on the web eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. Free shipping ends March 31st. 800-409-5633 on the web eFoodsDirect.com/Alex.
Okay, getting into the Fukushima situation. First, I want to get into Mombiot. Now, Dr. Christopher Busby, a chemical physicist who advises the BBC, advises the EU, the other physicists we've had on have conferred and confirmed what he has said. We know what happened with the right at a million dead from cancers associated with the Chernobyl situation. We know from Hiroshima and Nagasaki the massive increases in leukemias and other cancers, breast cancer. We know worldwide cancer's up. And Busby had to point out that uranium and other types of radioactive isotopes are some of the most devastating to sperm counts in men and also fertility in women, and that fertility in all of these nuclear-powered countries is plunging. Now, remember about 4 months ago, CBS News out of Houston, and then after that, a whole bunch of newspapers, every major paper in Texas, we covered it here, reported that, in fact, guys, let's put the headline up. State covered up radioactive isotopes in Texas water. Then it turned out it was in every major state. But they didn't say why they covered it up. They didn't say why the radiation was there. Well, because most of the mines that they mine the phosphates out of, that they then use in fertilizer, they mine the chemicals they need for the fertilizer out of limestone deposits. Those also, at many of the facilities, double as uranium mines. Uranium is in the same strata. So is the purified derivatives of radon and a whole bunch of other isotopes. And there it was all over the Texas news. Again, we'll just search radioactive elements in Texas water. There it is. Contaminated water in major Texas cities has radioactive elements. And that is out of KHOU. I believe that is the CBS. Yeah, that's KENS out of San Antonio carrying another station's report. And you can go read that. But again, a minor blip. Well, what did we told you years before with chemists and top toxicologists like Dr. Paul Conant and others? What does his book cover? Uranium and other isotopes in the water. They mine it and put it in the water. There's hundreds of different things in this stuff. Not just sodium fluoride, that's sevenfold in men's cancers, threefold in women. Don't believe me on that? Just search fluoride bone cancer. AP, Reuters, BBC, ABC, just letters by the vast majority of EPA scientists themselves a decade ago or 11 years ago and then 5 years ago and then a year ago going and testifying and saying, why are you doing this? It's deadly. And see, for me, it's not a joke like it is for the writer at New York Magazine attacking me or for the writer at Rolling Stone making jokes, attacking. It's not funny for me. See, I know what they're doing. And you could say, well, they don't mean to sterilize us. Okay, well, it's having that effect. And it turns out they've known and have covered it up. These are not leaking reactors. These are not water supplies next to uranium enrichment facilities, nuclear weapons facilities. No, they're putting it in the stinking water. And I just put it out, and I'm the kook because I cover CBS News, San Antonio, CBS News, ABC News, Houston, Austin American Statesman. These people at the Austin American Statesman at CBS News, they put out a report or two about the state covering up radiation in every major city and town, and then don't ask why was there a cover-up, just, oh, there's a cover-up, and why is the uranium in there? Why is the radium in there? Why? Because they put it there. And let's just say they're negligent and just didn't notice what they were mining it out of. Really, the scientists, the big companies that pushed 60 years ago to put this in all our water. See, you take one story like that, it discredits the entire system. Just like they know DU, up until 91, they wouldn't let the troops use it. Now they're using it all over the world. They're using it in Libya. They're using it at shooting ranges now. They're not just using it at the proving grounds, fired out of tanks, Vulcan Gatling guns out of A-10 Warthogs. No, now it's in 223. It's in 308 NATO. It's in 50 Cal. And they're using it at bases everywhere. It ignites going out the barrel. The troops are getting deadly dosages of it every time they fire. And then you wonder why Rolling Stone comes out with their left cover. Oh, they support the George Soros-type crowd with all the big wars and bombing Serbia with DU, but then they still got to have their left cover being against war. What do you think war is? What's it good for? Absolutely nothing. The Kill Team, a new report, how U.S. soldiers in Afghanistan murdered innocent civilians, mutated their corpses, and how their officers failed to stop them. Well, they didn't fail to stop them from executing Pat Tillman. Plus, an exclusive look at the war crime photos censored by the Pentagon. They got little kids. Rolling Stone reveals how U.S. troops murdered Afghan civilians. Soldiers cut off boys' fingers and kept it as trophies. Video captures U.S. troops cheering as airstrikes kills two Afghan civilians. You know, if you had to have a righteous war, if we were actually being attacked and you accidentally killed a child, you should break down and cry because you're a man. because you're tender, because you're so strong, you love the weak. Not like it's a video game. Oh, look, we just blew up a whole village of men, women, and children. Aha! Well, the globalists go, aha, take their death benefits, steal it. Aha, have the troops breathe DU. You think you've been given all this power to murder and love death and that torture's sexy? Because the power ends there, the darkness ends there. It starts with you. But let's shift gears back to the globalist and their system of death and nihilistic destruction. Here's Paul Joseph Watson's article from this morning. Nuclear expert calls global warming alarmist Monbiot criminally irresponsible for downplaying Fukushima. Prominent nuclear and radiation expert Dr. Christopher Busby has slammed British global warming alarmist George Monbiot, a guy who's called for green tyranny, by the way, criminally irresponsible for writing a series of articles for The Guardian in which Monbiot downplays the threat of radiation from the stricken Fukushima reactor plant in a bid to shore up his claim about man-made climate change being a far deadlier concern, carbon dioxide. In the wake of Fukushima, we have seen numerous self-proclaimed environmentalists who are normally so quick to raise the alarm about devastation caused by man-made global warming actually downplaying the environmental concerns attached to Fukushima crisis radiation and nuclear power in general. Chief among them is prominent British environmentalist George Monbiot, who openly calls for world government in public essays. Just type George Monbiot, global government, in, you'll get all his big articles about it. But we're still cooks for not wanting it. See, it doesn't exist. He plays this mind game. I'm for world government, but you're not allowed to be against it. And if you are, we'll write articles about you saying you're crazy, like The Guardian's done many times. Hey, I got this IMF report saying you set up the collapse and are going to try to cut off our resources and our coal plants and do all this. Hey, I don't want to be a slave. Shut up. It doesn't exist, dangerous person. Did you cause the Gifford shooting? Are you some type of violent person? Thank goodness we've got Cass Sunstein going after you. Maybe you should be arrested. Just open tyrants, a bunch of weak pansies jumping around like fairies telling me how I'm their slave. No, you little piece of trash. I'm not your slave. I'm red-blooded. I got a big heart pumping blood. I'm strong. My ancestors were strong. And we're going to rouse and rise free humanity to identify who you are. And as you wage war against us, 1776. You and Ann Coulter and all of you telling us the radiation's good for us. You telling us death is good for us. Abortion and one-child policies are good. We're not drinking out of your fetid, filthy, pus-filled cup, your goblet of death. We recognize your slimy weakness, and that's why you wage war against strength and the family and everything beautiful, because you're a bunch of twisted, servile worms who've turned yourself over to pure evil. And I openly rebuke you. I openly call you out before God and everyone else. And I pray that the masses fully break their conditioning and the spell they're under and recognize you for what you are, a 21st century green Hitler calling for global domination through a corporate creeping structure that strangles free humanity. Calling you out, you piece of trash, you maggot. Right out of the gates of Hades. Go back to Hades where you came from. Crawl back there. But God's going to judge you. You know, God judges twice. During this life, it comes back on you. You reap what you sow. And when you die, there's two judgments. There's two comings. I wouldn't want to be you in the type of black, bloody treasure you're taking on, the chains you're wrapping around your soul for eternity, the big chest with the bloody silver you drag behind you, telling people that families are bad, telling people radiation is good because you love the infertility it creates, not just against humans, but all life. The deformity, the pain, the suffering children that I can see in my mind's eye by the millions that have died from radiation poisoning. Poor little decent, sweet 3, 4, 5, 6-year-olds with that light of life and humanity dimming. Their teeth falling out, vomiting, dying of cancers, never getting to grow old, never getting to have children and love and passion and grandchildren and all the good things they had because you people had to kill them. You people had to suck the life out of them for your stinking satanic egos. I declare eternal war against you. All of my humanity, all of the strength of my ancestors, all of the strength that God gives me, we will defeat you. Humanity will not let you prevail. You will not keep humanity from its destiny to populate the stars and become what God envisions for us. You will fail. You have failed from the foundations of the creation of Earth. And you know it. Laugh all you want, but in your gut, in your soul, in the remnants that are left of it, you giggle that mirth-filled lie, that acid-spilling stench, because you can feel the mouth of hell, that maw opening. You can feel your soul stretching thin as you are sucked into eternity. To be damned, to be amongst your own kind, truly a hell in it of itself. No longer decent, beautiful humanity to wage war upon, but nothing but your kind together forever. Because it is what you are. You are children of death. You are children of disease and theft and pain and crippled destruction. You wish to cripple humanity, you yourselves are crippled. All of you who willfully serve darkness, who willfully try to keep people in the dark, who willfully try to dumb people down, committing the ultimate crime in your jealous envy of the strong. That's why you talk about eugenics and the elite all day. Yeah, look at the five British families in the British monarchy test who bred the Wedgwoods and the Galtons and the other families together, the Huxleys, the Darwins, in those Superman breeding tests over 70 years. By the end of it, almost all the children were born dead, or they weren't. They were criminally insane. The few that survived are now top captains of the New World Order. That's who you are. You run from the light. You hate the light. You hate anything good, anything beautiful, anything wholesome. Green fields, blue skies, anything decent is anathema to you, like a cross and holy water to a vampire. You run from it. You flee from it. You flee from goodness, because the wicked flee when none pursue. That's been one of my favorite quotes since I was a child. No, I didn't get it from the Coen brothers movie, True Grit. I can't even look at Mom Beat, the smirking camouflage of the spindly-necked liberal. Not a liberal, but a monster. Not a liberal, but a carrion crow who feast on the detritus of world government. Not a humanitarian, but a monster. Not a teacher, but a deceiver. Not a leader, but a sniper. A crawling, ugly thing. A creature that eats off a fallen civilization. A creature that lusts for lack of knowledge. Who lusts for a world where their lies are king. Where everyone must supplicate and prostrate themselves before you. I refuse to bow to your TSA. I refuse to bow to your New World Order. I refuse to bow to your chemical assault and your electromagnetic assault and your radiological assault. I refuse to have you tell me poison is life, that black is white, that up is down, that war is peace, that freedom is slavery. Here's what's going on right now. In Japan, exactly as we first warned 16 days ago on day two, when Fukushima number one blew sky high, then Fukushima number three, 2 weeks ago today. Multiple reactor cores shattered, plutonium oozing out into the water supply, neutron beams blasting the entire surrounding area with radiation. So powerful, it's even visible at night, reportedly. The blue light, the radiation, so deadly you can even see it. But Mombiot tries to cast his little pathetic spell. Have we dumbed them down enough for me to do this? Oh, I'm Harry Potter. You don't see it. Radiation's good. He actually came out in these quotes and said, after seeing Fukushima, I've decided I'm completely pro-nuclear. It's no big deal. And because I have a lisping English accent, and because the Bilderberg Group likes me, everyone's going to believe me now. Why, he might even be Sir Mombiot someday. And if he told us the sky was red instead of blue, what a little genius Lord Mombiot is.
More radioactive water spills at Japan nuke plant, Associated Press. Radiation levels at Japan nuclear plant reach new highs. First 1,600 times safe levels last Wednesday. By Friday, 10,000 times. Now, as of last night, the Japanese government admits 100,000 times safe radioactive levels. They go on to report that any time around this dose will cause about half of those exposed to die. Will eventually kill about half of those exposed.
Oh, after seeing Fukushima, I've decided I like nuclear power now. Oh, I'm a spindly little twit. I was beat up on the playground as a child, so now I've joined the eggheads, and we poison people, and we take control of their society through sneaky, cowardly ways. I'm showing everyone how powerful I am by lying to them.
Hi, this is Alex Jones. Did you know that the global elite are now storing non-hybrid seeds in secret storage vaults near the Arctic Circle? Did you know that in a real meltdown, non-hybrid seeds can become more valuable than silver or gold? It's true, seeds have outperformed even gold and silver before in this country, and it's possible that could even happen again. So our friends at Solutions from Science have put together the perfect mix of non-hybrid seeds. They call it a survival seed bank, and it can produce an endless supply of nutrient-dense food for you and your family. And here's the best part. These seeds have not been genetically modified in any way, and you actually get enough seeds to plant a full acre crisis garden. So visit them today at survivalseedbank.com. That's survivalseedbank.com, or give them a call at 877-327-0365. That's 877-327-0365. Remember, in a real crisis, non-hybrid seeds are the ultimate barter item. This is Alex Jones for survivalseedbank.com.
This message starts with a great offer from Big Berkey Water Filters, because we don't want you drinking dangerous water 1 minute longer. Right now, purchase any filter system from BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com to get your choice of two Berkey Sport Bottles, a KDF Shower Filter, a set of fluoride filters, or our new Sight Glass Spigot absolutely free. Why do this? Because over 60% of municipal water is fluoridated, and at less than 2 cents per gallon, Berkey Water Filters purify both treated and untreated water, removing dangerous chlorine, fluoride, and other contaminants. Big Berkey water filters are powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water, so they're perfect for rainwater collection systems and emergency preparedness. Remember, Big Berkey includes free shipping on every order over $50. And GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit BigBerkey waterfilters.com or call 877-99-BERKEY. That's BigBerkey waterfilters.com or call today 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Are you still a traditional smoker? Now experience a new lifestyle and try vaping with e-cigarettes by LeSig. Imagine no ashes, stains, nasty smell, or coughing and hacking. With LeSig e-cigarettes' revolutionary microelectronic technology, rechargeable battery, and unique replaceable cartridge, you'll get all the benefits and satisfaction of smoking without the hazards. Choose your taste from a wide variety of our new American-made Vaporeon e-liquids at LeSig.com. And LeSig smokes the competition by serving thousands of worldwide customers with real people customer service, fast, free, same-day shipping, and a 30-day warranty and satisfaction guarantee. So are you ready for a new vaping lifestyle? Then call 870-518-4307. That's 870-518-4307. Or visit LeSig.com, spelled LeCig.com. LeSig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker.
Don't worry. This show is documented. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
I fell into
So the workers at Fukushima are working five-hour shifts, and it's reported that they're getting about 1,000 millisieverts per hour. So that would be 5,000 millisieverts absorbed per shift. And even the Washington Post admits that absorbed fairly rapidly will eventually kill about half of those exposed. Why do you think now, a week and a half ago, the head of the plant broke down crying, saying he couldn't be part of the cover-up and that, quote, people were going to die? By the way, where are the local medical reports? We've gotten calls saying people are vomiting and red-faced over a week ago. Where are the reports? There are no medical reports. See, the Japanese, I guess, think it's stoic to just go to the hospital and die of radiation exposure. But that'll come out later when it's a minor footnote in the news. Oh, yeah. Like everything else. And see, we're not supposed to get mad and have our humanity rise up in us to defend ourselves. We're not supposed to be red-blooded. We're not supposed to show the globalists our teeth and say we're committed against you and we recognize you as the enemy of old. The tyranny, the control freak, the king rat, the maggots, the brutes. We're supposed to lay down and lick their boots because they're the officials, the authorities, and all the other ridiculous titles they give themselves. Meanwhile, the U.S. military, what was it, 12 days ago, just 3 or 4 days into this, pulled all U.S. military personnel out of the area and had the fleet run 200 miles south. And now CNN reported last Wednesday they're considering forced evacuation, and we've gotten calls that that's already going on as of last week, of all Americans. And major airlines won't fly in to the central or northern area. And all these other big aid agencies have pulled out. But guess who doesn't care about their employees? CNBC. Goldman Sachs employees told not to leave Japan. Oh, no, I'm afraid. They're going with Mambiot's take, just like the troops. Go ahead and use that DU. It's not bad for you. We say so. I say the Goldman Sachs execs should all go be part of the cleanup crew, getting their 5,000 millisieverts during their work. Oh, we still haven't gotten a call back from Ann Coulter about going and giving a speech at Fukushima. She says it's good for you, though, and that you won't get cancer. But Goldman Sachs employees told not to leave Japan. At least four Goldman Sachs executives flew to Japan last week to speak with nervous expat employees about radiation fears, according to a person familiar with the situation. They also conveyed another message: don't leave Japan and don't leave Tokyo. And it goes on to say that they will be kept there, and that is just the way it is. And Obama says don't worry about radiation here either, even though it's in Massachusetts. It's been found now in all 50 states. It's been found in Europe. Radioactive iodine. No problem. And now Monbiot, here's a quote: as a result of the disaster at Fukushima, I'm no longer nuclear neutral. I now support the technology, added Monbiot. Of course. I imagine when he goes to his club to have a pint of beer, he sits around with the other eugenicists and laughs. They think we're liberals. Isn't it funny, Wilford? There's nothing these rabble won't buy. Oh, we're moving forward to get rid of the little scums. Our conditioning programs are going quite well, showing the school children videos of children being murdered who don't accept the carbon taxes. In the United States, they have an even better way of doing it. They have drills where unannounced military personnel arrive, screaming with loaded weapons, and 5- and 6-year-olds defecate themselves. And it's even better. The parents are then told it was done because homeschooling groups might attack and kill them. They then psychologically imprint on the pro-homeschooling groups and gun groups and not on us oppressing them. The giant re-education camp system is going worldwide. It's beautiful. Oh, we love it. Oh, yes.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
A very wealthy U.S. citizen is predicting that in 2011, we will witness the most important day in America in more than 50 years. He says it will change everything about our lives. The way you shop, travel, invest, educate your children, and even how you take care of your health and your own family. Now, this man has made some outrageous predictions over the years. The crazy part is, he's usually right. You see, he predicted the collapse of GM, Fannie Mae, Freddie Mac, and America's biggest mall owner, General Growth Properties. In fact, Barron's called his work a dire prophecy. Recently, he created a video, which you can watch online for free, detailing his biggest and most important prediction yet, and it's a real eye-opener. I can't stress this enough. You should at least watch this free video online today. He explains everything you need to know, including simple steps you can take to protect yourself. You can find the video at www.endofamerica3.com. That's endofamerica3.com. Watch the free video at www.endofamerica3.com. That's endofamerica3.com.
Waging war on corruption. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. Big Brother. Mainstream media. Government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
We are live, my friends, now into hour number three. Notice I'm not taking any calls because I'm wound up. Coming up in T-minus 30 minutes, we've got Larry Pratt joining us about the Obama Justice Department false flag shipping guns into Mexico to be traced back into the U.S. is what to demonize and try to restrict the Second Amendment. Our journey towards tyranny continues. Another big report at PrisonPlanet.com, meltdown, plutonium found in ground at Fukushima as cover-up explodes, deadly radioactive water leaking into soil and ocean at 100,000 times confirmed safe levels, 5 hours exposure, 5,000 millisieverts, enough to kill roughly half of people very quickly. And no reports of radiation sickness, because the good doctors in Japan will obviously follow orders. It's seen as a virtue, but some will break down. The Japanese are very stoic, but then tend to break down when they're in public if they're lying. Their honor at one point kicks in, and they can't do it. Americans, on average, more and more, would just lie to themselves and say people dying around them are loving and that it was nutritious. The Japanese know when they lie, on average. And they have a problem with it. And, of course, I oversimplify. America is still full of some of the best people out there. Watson was going to churn out in 2 hours a response to the sickening New York Magazine report. And I will get, if he doesn't cower, Joe Hagan on. I'm going to go ahead and get the Rolling Stone writer on. I'll be quite honest. I hadn't read the whole article until just a week or so ago. I read scanned over and said, it's a hit piece, but better than some. And, I mean, I guess this could be worse. At least, you know, these things are well-written. But I don't just cover this to talk about myself. A lot of times I don't cover media coverage of what we're doing just because it's so vapid and not educational and informative, revealing, descriptive, thought-provoking. But this dovetails with Media Matters' war against Fox. They say that they're going to launch a guerrilla warfare and sabotage operation to destroy Fox. If I said I was going to launch a guerrilla warfare and sabotage operation against the Austin Police Department, I would expect to be arrested because that would be a call to criminal action. I'm not, of course, calling for that, though Glenn Beck may play it out of context as he did last week against me. Whatever. But it is a call to criminal action, and I said that last night to my crew. I didn't see it till after the Sunday show was over. The Examiner, the Washington Examiner, gets it right. Is Media Matters breaking the law? Is Media Matters breaking the law in its war on Fox News? Did we ever post links to this Politico and this Examiner on Infowars.com and PrisonPlanet.com? I don't think I even saw these up there. We need to post links to these so everybody can see them. Will you call one of the writers up front for me to talk to him during the break? It may be up there. I just have not seen it. I would think something like that. I would think something like that would be of the greatest import. Perhaps we can write an article about it with a full spectrum analysis. And, of course, that integrates in with, by George, it's Soros World Order. Billionaire steps up funding to diminish importance of U.S. economy and U.S. currency with a new Bretton Woods meeting that he's pushing for. And Cass Sunstein calls for arresting people that don't agree with the government. And he's offhandedly praised in the article in New York Magazine as, well, these guys are causing violence. I mean, people are criticizing Cass Sunstein for wanting to infiltrate these groups and, you know, defuse them. He calls it a cascade of information. We just believe whatever we want. Really, I just believe whatever I want? Really? That DU is deadly for our troops, that radiation's in almost every water supply in the U.S. because it's added from the phosphate mines they dig it out of? I mean, I just showed you mainstream news admitting it. I'm just here highlighting it, saying I think this is a big deal. But I'm supposedly crazy.
Hi, folks. This is Alex Jones, and I want to tell you about the Silver Lungs Generator. Now you can produce pure and endless colloidal silver and deliver the solution directly into the bloodstream by breathing the solution through the lungs. The respiratory system is the first line of defense for airborne pathogens and viruses. The Silver Lungs Generator infuses the respiratory system with your self-produced nano-silver solutions and also delivers the silver nanoparticles instantly into the bloodstream. With continued legislation threatening the sale of nano-silver products, you can now produce pure and endless colloidal silver with the Silver Lungs Generator. Very easy to follow, step-by-step instructions are provided, making production fast and simple. Go to www.silverlungs.com today and learn more about the breakthrough technology of the Silver Lungs Generator. That's www.silverlungs.com.
Hundreds of nations have fallen to tyranny in the last century alone. This is our last chance to not relive history.
As we're finishing off this agenda, they'll be pulling the rug from underneath Americans at home.
I have tremendous influence on our president and Congress. And they really are calling the shots.
I think it's incumbent upon all of us as American citizens to pay attention.
Fall of the Republic identifies the enemies of our nation, the criminal offshore cartel, hell-bent on destroying sovereignty and on its ashes constructing world government.
Tim Geithner, Bernanke, they're arsonists. They're asking for more matches. And the Congress is saying, who do we make the check out to?
Today seems like nobody does care. And right now in Washington, D.C., we have seen a Fall of the Republic.
Get your copy of Fall of the Republic on DVD at InfoWars.com or watch it online right now in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
This is Alex Jones with five good reasons you should consider buying a solar power generator. Number one, new climate legislation could easily double or triple your electric bill. Number two, our new energy czar wants to control how much power your electric company allows you to have. It's true. Total government control of electricity in the name of smart grid technology is coming. Number three, in some areas of the country, the power grid is dangerously overloaded. And now new socialist legislation is only compounding the problem. Number four, dangerous weather is always a threat to local grids. Every year, thousands of families lose their power from weather-related outages. Number five, a solar power generator provides powerful backup insurance and peace of mind. Folks, I really believe in the solar power generators offered by Solutions from Science, one of my oldest sponsors. You can get more information at www.mysolarbackup.com. That's mysolarbackup.com. Remember, the government doesn't own the sun, so go to mysolarbackup.com or call 1-877-327-0365.
Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
We have to get out of our television head trance. The average American watches more than 4.5 hours of TV and 2 hours of video games. People live in fantasy. People are slow moving. People just get in an attitude of responding to information like they're spectators. when government engages in crimes against us, when government lies to us, when corporations lie to us, we've got to get aggressive and go after them and at least speak out against them and not support them. Instead, the government trains us how to fight with each other. What do you think 9,000 malls and Walmarts getting big telescreens telling everybody to spy on each other and don't trust your neighbors about? It's about teaching us to fight with each other instead of recognizing the globalists that are there feeding on us. Key article at prisonplanet.com, meltdown, plutonium found in ground at Fukushima as cover-up continues. We might add groundwater because when you read the article, it's got into the groundwater, the aquifer, and into the ocean. 100,000 times safe level. 100,000 times safe level. Great article by Steve Watson with all the footnotes. Do me a favor, call Steve or have one of our people change it to groundwater. Because you read the article, it's the groundwater that's carrying it. It's the groundwater. People just think in the ground, in the groundwater. Japanese news is reporting that most highly radioactive isotope known to man, plutonium, has been discovered in the soil in multiple different locations at the ailing Fukushima Daiichi nuclear power plant. That means meltdown. Even so, the Japanese government and the plant operators maintain there's no risk to human health. The Kyoto News reports 100,000 times safe levels. Washington Post reports 1,000 millisieverts an hour, 5,000 millisieverts an hour. What you'd get in 5 hours is enough to kill roughly half the people that come in contact with it. So absolutely incredible information on that front. Now, I talked a lot about this in the first hour, but this is such a big deal. This is such a huge deal is why I've been talking about it quite a bit today. And ahead of Larry Pratt, I want to continue getting into this news and information. Big story out of Politico. It's up on the Drudge Report. We're going to get it up on Infowars.com. We're going to get it up on PrisonPlanet.com. Media Matters, war against Fox. And it says the liberal group Media Matters has quietly transformed itself in preparation for what its founder David Brock described in an interview as an all-out campaign of guerrilla warfare and sabotage aimed at Fox News Channel. The group launched a more traditional, media critic, never has been, has all but abandoned its monitoring of newspapers and other television networks with $10 million of funding a year and is narrowing its focus to Fox and a handful of conservative websites. And if you go there, it's Infowars.com, PrisonPlanet.com, Alex Jones. They did three articles over the weekend going after us. I mean, the George Soros' funding group is coming right at us. Why do you think that is? Fox is just Infowars light on some subjects, and so they're getting a giant assault because they reach in the aggregate more people. And a group of conservative websites, which its leaders view, and we're listed on here, ladies and gentlemen, we're listed. We're the ones to be under attack. We're the ones already under attack. We're the ones set for all this new phase. And are we even aware? Are the listeners aware? Am I fully conscious and aware of this? Are we so dead inside that we don't even recognize what's happening? Do we even see? Do we even know? Do we even care? Do we? And the Washington Examiner asked the question. They ask, is it criminal? Is Media Matters breaking the law in its war on Fox News? And it goes on. Conservative websites they're targeting, which its leaders view, George Soros, the leader, as political organizations and the nerve center of the conservative movement. That's the real conservative movement, anybody who isn't for world government and total enslavement. The shift reflects the centrality of the cable channel to the contemporary conservative movement, as well as its loathing it inspires among liberals. These aren't liberals. Thomas Jefferson was a liberal. These people aren't liberals. Liberal means freedom, not tyranny. Not least among those donors who fund Media Matters, staff of about 90 who are arrayed in neat rows in a giant war room above Massachusetts Avenue. The strategy that we had towards Fox was basically a strategy of containment, said Brock, Media Matters chairman and founder and former conservative journalist, adding that the group's main aim had been to challenge the factual claims of the channel and to attempt to prevent them from reaching the mainstream media. The new strategy, he said, is a war on Fox. In an interview with a 2010 planning memo shared with Politico, Brock listed the fronts on which Media Matters, which has said it's operating a $10 million plus annual budget, is working to chip away at Fox and its parent company, News Corp. They've already taken 400 sponsors from them. I mean, that is just unbelievable. Torturous interference. They include its bread and butter distribution of embarrassing clips and attempts to rebut Fox's points, as well as a series of under-the-radar tactics. Media Matters, Brock said, is assembling an opposition research files not only on Fox's top executives, but on a series of mid-level officials. Yeah, you go to their site, you know who. They're putting out stuff, you know, claiming Beck's going to cause an Oklahoma City and that so am I. We've got all these Democratic operatives putting the same stuff out. It has hired an activist who has helped lead successful campaigns to press advertisers to avoid Glenn Beck. The show is assembling a legal team to help people who have clashed with Fox to file lawsuits for defamation. Man, this is a unbelievable operation. Invasion of privacy and other causes. And it has hired two experienced reporters, Joe Strupp and Alexander Zatchik, that's the guy from the Rolling Stone who came to interview me, to dig into Fox's operation to help assemble a book on the network due out in 2012 for Vintage Anchor. In the interest of full disclosure, Media Matters last month also issued a report criticizing Fox and Friends co-host Stacey Ducey's criticism of this reporter's blog. Brock and Media Matters also plan to run a broad campaign against Fox's parent company, News Corp, an effort which will likely will involve opening a United Kingdom arm in London to attack the company interests there. The group hired an executive from MoveOn.org to work on the developing campaigns among News Corp shareholders and also in looking for ways to turn regulators in the U.S., U.K., and elsewhere against the network. That means shutting down free speech, fairness doctrine, all the stuff they've announced. The group will focus on CEO Rupert and trying to disrupt his commercial interest, whether there be here or looking at what's going on in London right now. Brock said, referring to News Corp's apparently successful move to take a majority stake in the satellite broadcaster B-Sky. Now, here's the deal. I've done 2 hours and 16 minutes, 18 seconds of broadcast, and I haven't plugged a sponsor, a book, a video, a T-shirt, nothing. I'm not funded by Rupert Murdoch. I'm not funded by George Soros. If you go to Media Matters website, in fact, let's go to Media Matters website and just type in Alex Jones in the search function. They've got page after page of links to their hit pieces. Three of them I saw this weekend. A couple during the week. Savage information coming after us. We need your support. We need to grow in the face of these operations. There's no doubt we're in their crosshairs. There's no doubt their affiliated minions are writing hit pieces on us everywhere. There's no doubt that they're praising people like Cass Sunstein, who calls for COINTELPRO, who calls for our arrest. These are very authoritarian, very dangerous people. They've got a gaggle of minions who think it's all funny and giggle and act like regular people, but they're just complete operatives. And they think it's all funny. And the fact is, I'm opposing the globalist takeover of the dollar. I'm opposing George Soros' new Bretton Woods II, where they're openly calling to move away from the dollar. We're pointing out this is happening. We're opposing the tyranny. And so we're being attacked by Fox News minions. You heard Glenn Beck last week, ladies and gentlemen, hitting me with pure defamation. I'm so busy, I can't even respond to it. I'm being hit by the right arm and the left arm, but they're also fighting over the power structure for themselves, just like they people thugs fight in Afghanistan, Libya, Russia over power. So there is divisions, but you notice the only person being attacked by the full spectrum is us, and we need your financial support. No doubt. Buy the books. Buy the videos. Buy the T-shirts. They will inform you to a higher level. They will give them to other people. Jesse Ventura's new book, which we're just about to be authorized to start shipping. He'll be on with us next week for the first interview. Big Brother, the Orwellian Nightmare Come True by Mark Dice, only available at InfoWars.com, breaking down this grid. We're nonpartisan. We're bringing left and right together against the TSA humiliation, against the tyranny. We need your support because we've already been savagely attacked a lot of ways behind the scenes. They've sent COINTELPRO operatives into Austin, moved them in here in droves to attack us, ineffectual. Now they're talking about savaging us in other ways. We are targeted on Media Matters big time. And we need your support. We need more AM and FM stations to pick up the show and stations that are carrying it to pick up more of the broadcast. You vote by spreading the word about the broadcast, by getting the word out, by financially supporting us and our local AM and FM affiliates. Because we're all going to stand together or we're surely going to hang separate. And that's going to be my speech to the influential talkers, the main CEOs, program directors of the country, coming up in June. I've never been in more danger, ladies and gentlemen. These people are dangerous. They're not liberals. That's their cover. You need to understand that. And vote by supporting us so we can grow and expand. I'm not a professional. I'm not a manager. I'm just a person who studies this information, and I'm fighting these people as hard as I can, and we are under their attack. And most importantly, we need your prayers, ladies and gentlemen. We need your prayers. I'm going to come back with the Paul Watson's new piece detailing this cornucopia of attacks. Stay with us.
Hi, this is Alex Jones. Did you know that the global elite are now storing non-hybrid seeds in secret storage vaults near the Arctic Circle? Did you know that in a real meltdown, non-hybrid seeds can become more valuable than silver or gold? It's true. Seeds have outperformed even gold and silver before in this country, and it's possible that could even happen again. So our friends at Solutions from Science have put together the perfect mix of non-hybrid seeds. They call it a survival seed bank, and it can produce an endless supply of nutrient-dense food for you and your family. And here's the best part. These seeds have not been genetically modified in any way, and you actually get enough seeds to plant a full-acre crisis garden. So visit them today at survivalseedbank.com. That's survivalseedbank.com, or give them a call at 877-327-0365. That's 877-327-0365. Remember, in a real crisis, non-hybrid seeds are the ultimate barter item. This is Alex Jones for SurvivalSeedBank.com.
Go solar for cheap. Want to use solar power but the price is too high? Now you can build your own solar panels for less than $200 at 123cheapsolar.com. Don't laugh. We've sold over 45,000 solar do-it-yourself kits. Watch the step-by-step videos that even non-handyman types can use. We offer a 60-day money-back guarantee. Go to 123cheapsolar.com or call 800-713-0486. 800-713-0486. Reduce your foreign oil dependency when you go green with 123cheapsolar.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
America, you've been warned. For weeks, we've been warning you about a single event we believe will happen in the next 12 months that will shake the very foundations of our nation. We've told you about the video that details this shocking prediction. So far, over 6 million people have watched this free video online. Have you? Again, this big event has nothing to do with war or the stock market, yet it could change everything about your normal way of life. The way you shop, travel, invest, educate your children, and even how you take care of your health and your family. Could this really happen? Well, the man who created this video has been right about many predictions in his career. He was among the first to predict the collapse of GM, Fannie Mae, Freddie Mac, and America's biggest mall owner, General Growth Properties. In fact, Barron's called his work a dire prophecy. If you haven't taken time to watch this free video, do it right now. You may never think about America the same way again. You can find the free video at endofamerica3.com. Again, that's www.endofamerica3.com. Watch the free video at endofamerica3.com. That's endofamerica3.com.
Your natural organic herbal formula for heart health is Heart and Body Extract.
My name is Van, and I'm 68 years old, and I live in Vermont. In the spring of 2003, I started to have problems with my heart. It felt like my heart was pounding, made me feel breathless. I tried many, many different things to try to get some help for myself. Nothing did anything.
Heart and Body Extract is very powerful, very effective, and works quickly.
I saw one of Sharon's ads and ordered Heart and Body Extract. I noticed a difference quickly, within days. The episodes became less frequent, and by a month had completely vanished.
Usually you find a 30-day or 60-day guarantee. Heart and Body Extract comes with a lifetime 100% ironclad money-back guarantee. Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. Call 866-295-5305. 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
Another ragtag band declaring independence. Laid their bodies down on a bloody war, and liberty for their descendants. Thanks to the renegades, free today.
Kurt Nemo is going to do a story about the fact that Politico says that they're going to declare war, Politico reporting on Media Matters, who's never been an independent group. They would just act like they were arbitrating reality, and they would tell you what was real and what wasn't. Oh, look, Alex Jones is talking about a plan for global government. And then I talked to one of their top reporters that called me for an interview, and I said, well, George Soros funds you. No, he doesn't. I mean, it's like talking to an army officer over the phone from another country in a war who's lying to me. I mean, they just do it with, this is an authoritarian system they're setting up. The Media Matters people, you know, the little college students they've got there in their seats giggling, listening to this right now, that they admittedly listen to the show every day and watch it, need to realize what you're part of. Just because you say something's liberal, they said that Joe Stalin was liberal. Saying you're going to sabotage and destroy people and go after them. I mean, it's just so nasty. And I never even really talk about Media Matters except when you lie about me or twist things. I mean, I don't want George Soros to kill my dollar. I don't want George Soros shutting down my coal power plants because he's got interest in the others. I don't want to be your slave. You're assaulting me with your New World Order. But the point is, we're attacked by Fox and by Media Matters, but now Media Matters is saying that they're going to guerrilla warfare attack Fox News and other conservative websites, and you go on their hit list, and I'm right up there at the top with Fox News. I mean, how creepy is that? Paul Watson has done a big report that we won't have time to cover today because our guest is about to join us, Larry Pratt, but I beg of you to get it off of Infowars.com and PrisonPlanet.com, pseudo-intellectual hit piece, emblematic of crumbling elitist media. New York Magazine smear portrays Alex Jones as a paranoid Fox News wannabe while assuring readers that malevolent global elite doesn't exist. No, Fox News is an Alex Jones wannabe. And I told him that, and I said, I don't want to work at Fox News. And he kept saying, yes, you do, yes, you do, yes, you do. And then he basically put in there that I want to be at Fox News, and then had one of the programming directors, the vice president, say, Alex Jones will never be here. He needs to keep looking for black helicopters. I would be discredited if they let me on Fox News, even if they let me tell the truth. And that's what Media Matters is really scared of. We've pushed Fox News, greedy to have the biggest market share, to tell some of the truth. We've exposed them as rhinos. We've exposed them as fake conservatives. Ron Paul has done it. They tried to beat us. Now they're trying to limit the damage by a limited hangout, by a limited joining. Oh, yeah, the Federal Reserve's private and did some bad things, but they don't mean it. Yeah, there's some people that want global government, but it's low-level Democrats like Van Jones. Oh, look at the communist. He's a 9-11 truther. Then he's not a 9-11 truther. And then he goes, let's have G. Edward Griffin on next, who's a 9-11 truther, but never mentioned that. Let's have Napolitano, Judge Napolitano, fill in today and have a Fox Business show, number one rated, who doesn't believe the official story. Let's ignore all that. They know their audience is 9-11 truthers. They know real libertarians and conservatives just want the facts and have looked at 9-11 and know the official story is a lie. So they say, don't be against Google spying on you or you're a liberal. He said that word for word, as if it's liberal to be against being spied on. No, liberals love it, just like mainline conservatives. Oh, don't look at a 9/11 or you're this evil communist. Only 9/11 truthers are Van Jones. All this sophomoric garbage. And I can't wait to get, I haven't even tried to call him yet. I can't wait to get this. I know he's listening right now. I can't wait to get Joe Hagan on the show. And I can't wait to get the writer for Rolling Stone, now an admitted minion of Media Matters. I can't wait to get him on the show. They both said they'll come on. I just hadn't tried to get them on yet. They said weeks ago they would. I can't wait to get both those guys on separately and just go through this article piece by piece. And, you know, if they'll come on, I'm going to sit there with all of my points with documents. And I'm going to say, okay, you in front of a computer, pal? You ready to read about using radiation to reduce fertility? I'm going to give it to you. Ready to hear about George Soros calling for global government? Let me play you a clip of him saying it. How about you stop pretending none of this exists? But the fact that they are attacking me shows that we're very effective. We should thank God for this. This is great news.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
A very wealthy U.S. citizen is predicting that in 2011, we will witness the most important day in America in more than 50 years. He says it will change everything about our lives. The way you shop, travel, invest, educate your children, and even how you take care of your health and your own family. Now, this man has made some outrageous predictions over the years. The crazy part is, he's usually right. You see, he predicted the collapse of GM, Fannie Mae, Freddie Mac, and America's biggest mall owner, General Growth Properties. In fact, Barron's called his work a dire prophecy. Recently, he created a video, which you can watch online for free, detailing his biggest and most important prediction yet, and it's a real eye-opener. I can't stress this enough. You should at least watch this free video online today. He explains everything you need to know, including simple steps you can take to protect yourself. You can find the video at www.endofamerica3.com. That's endofamerica, the number 3.com. Watch the free video at www.endofamerica3.com. That's endofamerica3.com.
Alex has told you about the terrible perfect storm of rising food prices. The Japanese tragedy proves how important food is. Our own gas prices are driving food costs through the roof. The huge population countries are buying up American unprotected exports of food. The falling dollar is inflating food prices. Ethanol subsidies are driving fuel and food costs to all-time highs. We are experiencing the greatest explosion of food shortages and food prices America has ever seen. Folks, you have to freeze the cost and availability of your food now. Through March 31st, eFoods Direct has free shipping on all orders. You can freeze the cost and availability of your food and have it shipped free. Call 800-409-5633 on the web eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. Free shipping ends March 31st. 800-409-5633 on the web eFoodsDirect.com/Alex.
Tyranny is here. The grim future foretold in 1984 has become reality.
It really says that the state is God.
The United States is now recognized globally as one of the most oppressive police states on Earth. This film conclusively proves the existence of a secret network of FEMA camps, now being expanded nationwide. This documentary exposes how the continuity of government program has established an all-powerful shadow state. Police State 4 chronicles the sickening depths to which our republic has fallen. Prepare to enter the secretive world of emergency dictatorship. Body scanners, sound cannons, citizen spies, stage terror, and cameras on every street corner. It's only the beginning of the New World Order's hellish plan. The police state isn't coming. It's here. Secure your copy today at Infowars.com or see it online in the highest quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Today is gonna be the day that they're gonna throw it back to you. By now you should have somehow realized what you gotta do. I don't believe that anybody feels the way I do about you now. Backbeat, the word is on the street that the fire in your heart is out.
Larry P. Pratt has been executive director of Gun Owners of America for over 30 years. GLA is a national membership organization of over 300,000 Americans dedicated to promoting their Second Amendment freedom to keep and bear arms and to stop victim disarmament. He's a graduate of American University with a degree in political science. Pratt was elected to the state legislature of Virginia as a Republican member in 81. A session of the Virginia House of Delegates elected to the 19th District of Fairfax County. That's the key county. He's also a Reagan delegate in 1980, gunowners.org. Larry, I want to get in, and this has been going on for a month, but we're going to play a little clip for people that don't know about this or believe it, from even CBS News, and there's been a lot of newspapers, and obviously you know about it, I want your take on it, that they knowingly, and it turns out all over the country, not just out of the Southwest, allowed guns to be shipped to Mexico, because that was their policy, to blame the violence down there on America. We know most of it's sold by the military to the drug cartels. It's fully auto, grenade launchers, hand grenades. They caught a U.S. Navy SEALs selling weapons to them so that they could then blame the guns on America and use that as a reason to call for more gun control, which is what the president's now done during the Fukushima disaster, coming out saying he wants new legislation. This is incredible. And I know there's been calls now for congressional investigations, for impeachment, if not of Obama, of the attorney general. But, I mean, this is this not a false flag or staged event to blame the Second Amendment? I mean, we have ATF officers admitting this.
Absolutely. There were some very honorable men on the ground in the ATF, an agency which I don't think should exist. Nevertheless, these are people. They were being ordered to do was let guns go into Mexico to approve sales that were questioned by dealers. You know, some guy comes in with a heavy Spanish accent, got in one case, a sack full of cash, and he's buying a whole gob of AK-47 semi-automatics, and they call and say, "We know the guy checked out okay on your background check, but here's what's happened. Should we let this sale go ahead?" And, yeah, that's fine. We're monitoring it. Well, they weren't monitoring hardly any of those, and they couldn't monitor them beyond the border. I'll tell you what, the Mexicans don't like kindly having somebody else's law enforcement in their country, and they don't. And the few that are allowed in with special diplomatic permission are the ones that must have no gun on them. They must be disarmed. So even if their advisors going around with some Mexican police or something, no gun. So it's an incredible story that the ATF hierarchy want us to believe that somehow by tracking the guns into Mexico, they were going to bust the big cartel boys, the leaders. And nobody believes that. Certainly the agents on the ground don't believe it. But what else can they say?
Because Larry, as you know, all over the country, including Austin, the ATF comes in with illegal aliens. They have a driver's license. The private sellers, not the gun dealers, sell them a gun. Then they bust them. Then they use that to threaten the leaseholders where they're having the gun shows to shut them down. So they're doing this at the local level, but they're also doing it on the national level. And now they've come out saying, we've got to restrict your guns, and the ATF has tried to tell gun dealers, don't sell somebody more than one gun, even if they're a citizen. Without a law, they're just ordering them to do this because of what's happening in Mexico. But statistically, we've seen the statistics. Most of the guns in Mexico, as I said, are being sold by the military to the cartels.
That's exactly what's happened. They've gone missing from the armories in Mexico, and those are the ones that might have a serial number because originally they would have been sold by the United States or allowed by the United States to sell to the military full auto M16 battle weapons, machine guns. But a lot of the other guns in Mexico don't even have serial numbers. Those came in with a dope load. To think that somehow the Mexican cartel needs to go to a U.S. gun show to get a gun is just crazy. And you're not going to find an RPG launcher there anyway. You're not going to find grenades at gun shows anyway. So a lot of the stuff that the cartels have been using simply could not have originated from a store, from a gun show inside the United States. And I think that's why this gun runner program was set up, was to try to jack up the numbers, maybe some 3,000 guns that would be traceable back to the United States. They had to, and how callous the hierarchs are in Washington to knowingly let these guns go in, knowing that they were going to show up at crime scenes. That's the only way you're going to get these guns traced back to the United States. Mexicans pick them up and say, hey, is this one of yours? Knowing then that somebody has to get murdered in order to get these statistics up. These people need to be taken to jail.
Absolutely. And then they'll throw the book at somebody who hasn't even really violated a gun law here in the United States, or somebody's at a shooting range, as has happened, and their AR-15 malfunctions. It's a legally bought semi-auto. It malfunctions. The good little Nazi tattletales call the police. The ATF comes and throws them in prison because of an admittedly malfunctioned gun that hadn't been altered. They'll spend millions of dollars, if need be, prosecuting them. Meanwhile, they're pumping guns into Mexico for the cartels.
And they did it with very much this guy Olofsson that you're talking about that had the malfunctioning gun. They lied on the stand, and we couldn't even get the Supreme Court to take the case up, even though we pointed out in our brief for Mr. Olofsson that the lower court had made a ruling based entirely 180 degrees contrary to a ruling the Supreme Court had made at an earlier time. And the way our system currently operates unconstitutionally, that ruling was supposed to have been the law of the land. And yet the Supreme Court wasn't even interested that a lower court basically told them to take a hike. It just makes you want to pull your hair out.
Larry, I want to play a short clip for those that just joined us. I mean, in case they haven't seen this on the news, it hasn't gotten the attention it needs. Here's a short CBS clip. The whole clip's at CBSNews.com, but here's just a short piece of it, the intro, where they even admit it themselves. This is CBS, legendary for their lust to disarm the American people. Here it is.
John Dodson, a federal agent, says what he was asked to do was beyond belief.
You were intentionally letting guns go to Mexico.
Yes, ma'am. I mean, the agency was.
An alcohol, tobacco, and firearms senior agent assigned to this Phoenix office since 2010, Dodson's job is to stop gun trafficking across the border. Instead, he says he was ordered to sit by and watch it happen. Investigators call the tactic letting guns walk, in this case into the hands of criminals who would use them in Mexico and the U.S. Dodson's bosses say that never happened. Now he's risking his job to go public.
I'm boots on the ground here in Phoenix, and telling you, we've been doing it every day since I've been here. Here I am. Tell me I didn't do the things that I did. Tell me you didn't order me to do the things that I did. Tell me it didn't happen. Now you have a name on it.
All right, let's stop
there.
This came out a month ago. We've shown the mainline news articles on screen for PrisonPlanet.tv viewers, but anybody can just Google it. They now admit that they did order it, and the cover-ups collapsed, and Obama, to protect himself because of congressional calls for inquiries, has said, and we'll put that headline back up from Forbes, or is that Politico? I have Forbes and Politico. Obama claims he didn't know about Operation Fast and Furious. No, that's the San Antonio Express News there. So there you have it. He now is trying to protect his hind end. There should be a congressional investigation to prove, you know, this goes right to the White House.
Very, very likely. We know that Eric Holder, the Attorney General, is involved in the cover-up because he wrote letters responding to Senator Grassley's inquiries, telling him to take a hike. And that means, as far as I can tell, Holder is in on the cover-up, if not in on it earlier on. And if you're in on the cover-up, you're going to be in just as much trouble as the guys who were doing it to begin with.
Larry, how do we honcho this? How do we make sure that this false flag, again, staged event against the Second Amendment, is not continued and repeated? Because if we don't bring them to justice, they're going to continue running false flag ops.
Absolutely. What we're doing right now, and we've just put out a mailing to our members, is to urge, and you can do the same by going to our website at gunowners.org and getting a hold of the latest alert. Better yet, sign up for them there. It's a freebie. Because we're putting the heat on the Congress. We want members of the House to encourage Darrell Issa to actually hold a hearing. He does have four investigators on this now, which is a big step. And we want to make sure that he's fully committed He's in this all the way so that the hearings will take place, because obviously they're not going to take place in the Senate. Harry Reid's not going to allow that. Chairman of the Senate Judiciary Committee, Leahy, is not going to allow that. But in the House, they can do it, and they ought to expend a lot of resources. There's a lot of corruption that Darrell Issa can use his oversight committee for, but this one happens to involve murder. And so this one ought to be at the top of the list. And that's what we're asking our folks to help us get across up on the Hill.
And the false flags don't stop there. Two Michigan Democrats indicted in fake Tea Party scandal. And from the evidence, they went and were going to run a fake Tea Party candidate to basically, you know, say and do horrible things to discredit the Tea Party. Democrats have been caught doing this all over the country. It's also come out that they've considered Republicans in Wisconsin staging events against their enemies. You know, the fact is, these type of frame-ups across the political landscape are very, very common, but I've got to say I see it a lot more often from the Democrats as of late because they're so incredibly desperate. I mean, this is a big, big, big deal to have the Attorney General tell the U.S. Senate, take a hike. I'm not going to let you know what's going on. We just had Obama launch a new war in Libya without even consulting Congress. More and more, we have him trying to shut down coal power plants without Congress said no on the new Kyoto deal, but he's going ahead with it. I mean, is this not all impeachable, Larry Pratt?
Oh, I think it's going to end up at least going to the Attorney General and impeaching him. Let me just backtrack a second to something you mentioned a minute ago. The ferocity of the response of the Democrats, the thuggery that they're employing, which we saw so evident in Wisconsin, there's a real reason for this, and it's called money. If those public employee unions become voluntary membership, then we'll see in Wisconsin what happened in Indiana. The membership will drop about 90%, and the impact of that is so will dues money drop 90%. So will political contributions to the hardcore left Democrats drop 90%, and that's what it's all about.
And then they lose their control, and they don't get to take our guns.
Yes, that's exactly. It's a gun issue. It's a pro-life issue. It's a pro-taxpayer issue. It's a pro-landowner issue. All of the freedom issues are bound up in the fight against compulsory unionism, and as far as I'm concerned, Gun Owners of America needs to be shoulder to shoulder with these folks that are in that battle, because that's a battle for us.
Ron Paul has been outspoken on so many great things. I know he said a few things about this false flag to ship guns to Mexico and then blame it on the American Second Amendment here in the United States. But we need to get Ron Paul. We need to get Rand Paul out front. We need to drag and haul the Attorney General, to haul Obama before the Congress and say, we're your boss and we know what you did, and when did the president know, what did he know? We need to get this rolling right now, and we could defeat this corrupt political dragon now. Now, shifting gears into another area, I don't know, Larry, if you've seen Media Matters, but if you go to Media Matters, run by George Soros on record, they spend about 20% of their time on yours truly. And Politico reports that they now are going to shift to an all-out campaign of guerrilla warfare and sabotage to bankrupt Fox and destroy them. The Washington Examiner says, is this illegal? Because they're a 501c3, but I think it's illegal for anybody to say they're going to destroy something. But they said Fox News and other conservative websites. Well, it turns out InfoWars is listed, Prison Planet. So other than Fox, I'm the biggest person they're attacking because I'm anti-globalism. I don't like Soros's Bretton Woods too to get rid of the dollar. I mean, folks, we're asking for people to pray for us because these are very hardcore authoritarian. They're praising Cass Sunstein's calls to restrict free speech in the news right now. They're attacking yours truly everywhere. I mean, they are so cornered and so desperate. They think Americans, even though the Republicans are rhinos mainly, they realize that we're taking over the Republican Party, that there is a true restoration happening, and that makes them deadly dangerous. What do you make of this Media Matters war against Fox and the fact that they've gotten this memo where they say we are going to destroy and we're going to use government, it's in there, to shut down free speech? I mean, these people are literal Joe Stalins. What else is it?
I think you read it spot on, and one of the most alarming comments tells you what would happen if the Democrats were to retake power in the Congress was a statement by Senator Lautenberg that these conservatives don't deserve the protections of the Constitution. Wow. How in your face is that? Yeah, these people just want to get a hold of our throats with their boots and step on it. They're all about power. They're not about process at all. The ends justify the means for them, and elections are only important to them when they win. But otherwise, they just want to drive right on through. The heck, they lost the last election. They don't care about that. They'll send the folks over and beat the snot out of you until you agree to say, okay, well, we didn't really win. We'll give you what you want, even though the people elected another party to go and take care of business. And I also think that you made a very important point that the road to the future and the road to freedom is by taking over the Republican Party. And it hasn't been completed, a long way from that, but it's begun. And I think the Tea Party has it all right. They understand that. They're not running third parties. They're not going to divide the vote. They're going to go straight into the primaries and take out the rhinos. And, you know, all of a sudden, Orrin Hatch has returned to his roots of 30 years ago. He's trying to play like he's a conservative again. It's really marvelous to watch.
Well, it certainly is. We have an article at Infowars.com and PrisonPlanet.com, pseudo-intellectual hit piece emblematic of crumbling elitist media. That's the danger. Mainline media imploding. Fox News acting like they're anti-New World Order, getting ratings. They understand the future is liberty, is 1776. They see the rise of this broadcast. They're getting scared. Larry Pratt, I want to talk about the type of dirty tricks we can see out of these folks, but I think to mainline liberals out there who are good people, I mean, how scary is this that they're calling for restrictions of the free press in the U.S. and England, that they're praising Cass Sunstein's stratagem of going after the First Amendment, that they're calling for destroying Fox News? I mean, this is very dangerous to the free press in this country. We'll be right back.
Daddy, I'm hungry.
That little girl will get fed, for now. But what if people like Glenn Beck are right about the threats we face? If the U.S. dollar loses its status as the global reserve currency, prices on the things you need most will skyrocket. Food may be unaffordable, or worse, unavailable. Earthquakes, economic turmoil, continuing unemployment, rampant inflation, and even threats of terrorism are all reasons to let the experts at Ready Reserve Foods help you with a long-term food storage plan. Ready Reserve Foods has been a premier supplier of long-term storage foods for 37 years. Their unique process assures the highest quality long-term food storage available worldwide. Their products have a shelf life of 25 years, and a year's supply of quality food for two people only takes up about as much space as a refrigerator for a fraction of what you now pay at the grocery store. You owe it to your family to find out more from Ready Reserve Foods. Call today for their free full-color catalog at 1-800-453-2202. That's 1-800-453-2202.
America, you've been warned. For weeks, we've been warning you about a single event we believe will happen in the next 12 months that will shake the very foundations of our nation. We've told you about the video that details this shocking prediction. So far, over 6 million people have watched this free video online. Have you? Again, this big event has nothing to do with war or the stock market, yet it could change everything about your normal way of life. The way you shop, travel, invest, educate your children, and even how you take care of your health and your family. Could this really happen? Well, the man who created this video has been right about many predictions in his career. He was among the first to predict the collapse of GM, Fannie Mae, Freddie Mac, and America's biggest mall owner, General Growth Properties. In fact, Barron's called his work a dire prophecy. If you haven't taken time to watch this free video, do it right now. You may never think about America the same way again. You can find the free video at endofamerica3.com. Again, that's www.endofamerica3.com. Watch the free video at endofamerica3.com. That's endofamerica3.com.
The largest part of gaining radiant health is detoxification.
You can drink ionized water, cleanse your intestines, eat a perfect diet, and even take lots of quality supplements, and in many instances, only make minimal progress. What is the key to detoxifying your body of mercury, heavy metals, chemicals, and drugs? It is glutathione. Glutathione is the master antioxidant used to detoxify your entire body. It stops free radicals, keeps cells young, and reduces inflammation. One World Whey protein powder may be able to raise your glutathione production by 64% or more. One World Whey is more effective than any other whey protein powder on the market because it is unheated and from grass-fed cows. All other, quote, cold-processed whey protein powders have been heated and damaged by 15% or more. One World Whey comes in three delicious flavors. Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldwhey.com. That's oneworldwhey.com.
No matter how hard you try, you can't stop us now. No matter how hard you try, you can't stop us now.
Well, we have Larry Pratt, the head of Gun Owners of America, joining us. Website's gunowners.org. Our sites are Infowars.com and PrisonPlanet.tv. You know, it's creepy to have Cass Sunstein put out public documents, regulations are at the White House, and say, we will arrest people who do not believe in global warming. He actually said that. Or we'll at least tax them. And that we need the government to be able to take over people's websites we don't agree with. I mean, these are tyrants. And going back now to Larry Pratt, Larry, to see Media Matters and George Soros doing this, do you see that as I see it, that it is an act of desperation?
I agree. That's why they were so violent in Madison. That's why they're going to be violent in other government centers, because they realize that this is they've tried ignoring us, and that didn't work. We just grew stronger because we have the alternate media. We have your program. We have the Internet. We have all kinds of ways of communicating that we didn't have even 10 years ago. And it's like a cornered animal. They are starting to bare their teeth and charge because they have no other way to go than right over us. They are that desperate. And if we remain determined, I think we're going to emerge triumphant because they don't have the majority of the people in this country. This is a right-of-center country. And I think we're going to take them.
And I agree. They are panicking, and I see this as a clear miscalculation by them brazenly coming out as hardcore authoritarians and censors. They are really showing folks who they really are.
Absolutely. They do better, much better, when they lie like Obama and just, I'm here for I'm a little hope and a little change, and you know, everything will be better again. And then people were encouraged because those were nice-sounding words. But these are not nice-sounding actions that people are seeing, and it's very alarming to the American people. And I think, you know, if you and I had a concern after the last election that the Tea Party was going to say, okay, we took care of business, we can go back to soccer, no, I don't think I see that. I think Madison ensured that the country stays stirred up. We realize now that these guys want everything we have. They want to enslave us. And if we let down our guard now, all of the work that we've done and some of the success that we've had so far, all of that goes away. So I think we're going to remain energized. The left talks about their having been energized because Governor Walker has probably won the battle up there. Well, maybe so, but those are people that get paid for what they're doing.
Well, Larry Pratt, you know, the system's so scared they've let some of the people on Fox News actually talk about the private Federal Reserve, the New World Order now. So the system really is hedging its bets. But final question. We know Oklahoma City, I've never asked your opinion of that, but a lot of prestigious publications and others have pointed out the prior knowledge, the involvement as a pretext to demonize the state rights, true liberty movement in 1995. Even Beck has talked about memos put out by Democratic strategists about how great a new Oklahoma City would be to be blamed on the libertarian conservative movement. Are you concerned about, because if they'll ship guns to Mexico to get our Second Amendment, they might do something else to really go after the American people. I mean, Obama kill switches.
Well, they're capable of anything. My guess is that Oklahoma City, if we keep up the drumbeat, is going to keep them on the defensive. I've been amazed at this reporter, Cheryl Atkinson, in CBS, a very unlikely news source, has had story after story after story on running the guns into Mexico. And eventually other publications and other networks have, it almost looks to me like grudgingly picked up the story.
But you are worried about them launching even bigger false flags.
If they thought they could get away with it, I'm sure they're quite capable of it. Because what they've done with Mexico in Gunrunner shows they don't care about people's lives. They only care about keeping us distracted from the main order of business so that they can retain or regain power.
All right, we got to go to break, Larry. We got to go to break. I want to come back just for a couple minutes.
This is GCN, the Genesis Communications Radio Network.
When you're out on the road, the last place you want to be is on the road. But if the unfortunate happens, you'll be glad you were wearing diamond gussets.
There's a place down in Tennessee where they make blue diamond gusset jeans. They sew pride in every stitch. Guarantee you love the way they fit. Put a diamond gusset in the crotch where you need it most. Blue diamond gussets got it. Others don't.
We turn jeans inside out. Diamond gusset jeans. Made in the USA with unparalleled quality. Our Defender motorcycle jeans combine gusset comfort with Kevlar protection so you can ride all day with confidence. Order yours at gusset.com. Diamond gusset jeans got it. Others don't.
Coast to coast, direct from Austin. You're listening to the Alex Jones Broadcasting Network.
Okay, final segment with Larry Pratt. We're going to come back and retransmission, get into all the news we covered earlier, but we're live right now. Larry, we were talking during the break about the Southern Poverty Law Center, other groups that demonize mainline pro-Second Amendment groups, property rights groups. I mean, they're there to act like they're these watchdogs. But now Media Matters and others have just said, forget it. We've never been a watchdog. We are political attack dogs, and we're going to destroy free press we disagree with. And they play little games like saying, well, Fox News and other conservative websites, they're not really news, so we can destroy them. Well, my free speech is my free speech. I've got a lot of criticisms of Fox News and their support of the Patriot Act and things that are used against the American people. But that said, you don't destroy them. You don't try to get all their sponsors and it says get the government to take their license. I mean, we have to defend ourselves because it says in other conservative sites, and you go there, I'm listed as a conservative site by them, one of their favorite people to attack. You are, others are. We have now, they've, and it turns out this war was declared last year. This memo just got out today or yesterday. They've declared war on us. Larry Pratt, what do you think we should do? Because they're saying guerrilla warfare. And Cass Sunstein is their mascot who says actually infiltrate our groups. Get in and make Tea Party people look bad. They've caught Democrats all over the country dressed up as Rand Paul supporters saying racist things. Caught. I mean, these people are, is this not racketeering when an organization of people try to suppress and bully? Is it not an act of really classical terrorism to threaten or bully to get people to agree to your political aims?
This is the left doing what the left does, and I think we can expect to see more of the thuggery that we saw in Madison. They feel that anything they do is justified because we're evil and it doesn't even bear an argument. We're racist because that's their default accusation when they've lost the argument. And frankly, I think we ought to take all these developments as a sign of encouragement that if this is all they feel they can do now, that their control of the Democrat media doesn't work anymore, if their control of the positions of power are slipping from their hands, then we should just redouble what we've been doing because evidently it's working pretty well.
Well, no, that's what they say in the internal memo is that the Patriot movement is slaughtering them intellectually and that they are desperate.
Man, I'm going to have to read that memo because for them to admit even privately that we're mowing them down intellectually, that is an interesting point for them. I haven't heard that sort of a thing said by them before. I mean, you and I knew that because we've had to endure their infamy so much when they talk about us and other conservatives, but for them to actually admit it to themselves, no wonder they're desperate.
Well, they're very, very dangerous, and I would ask libertarians, conservatives, mainline liberals, remember, this is America. Let's defend. I don't support the white supremacist or the black supremacist and the horrible things they say, but if they lose their rights, we lose ours. And the same thing to Democrats out there. You know, I've always defended free speech across the board. This shocks even me. I mean, this is a group of people saying, we're going to do what Cass Sunstein says. You know, jihad against the First Amendment. And let me tell you something. There's only one thing I love more than the Second Amendment in our Bill of Rights, and that's the First. And I'm getting chills right now, Larry. I can't believe they're showing us what a nest of miscreant monsters they are. I mean, these people would love to be Joe Stalin. If they'd go this far publicly, can you imagine who they are?
And this is their big mistake. Obama had it right. You lie your way through. There he is looking, you know, people say he's dithering. He's not dithering. He's looking to find which side the Muslim Brotherhood is on, and then he'll get involved. He's not dithering about the economy. He's tearing it apart. He looks like he's out playing golf and getting nothing done. Don't believe it for a second. This guy is all business 24/7, and his business is the destruction of America.
Well, we're going to defend the Republic together. No compromise. Gun owners of America, gunowners.org. Larry, I salute you. Together, we will restore the Republic. Talk to you again soon. And let's all push for the impeachment of the Attorney General and Barry Sotaro, a.k.a. Barack Obama. Thank you, Larry.
Here, here. Take care.
Retransmission starts now. Great job of the crew, the affiliates, the sponsors, the listeners. Spread the word. We are the resistance.